8.5 to go. The Lions with a football, a first and 10. From their own 42, they're going to fake the handoff this time. And Stafford is sacked and the ball is loose. And they're still scrambling for the football. Fighting for it at the bottom of that pile. Looks like the Rams might have it.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the DealsInTheD.com studios and the Drew and Mike show for another exciting pre-holiday week. And it's Brandon's first day again.
Hello.
Bravo, bravo.
Hi.
How are you, Brandon?
I'm good. It's great to be back.
Really? I thought you'd be missing your young child and your lovely wife.
I do miss them dearly. I will see them soon. But I miss you guys a lot, too. It's been 3 weeks.
Oh, that's so kind of you.
Yeah, I'm almost caught up to the show, too.
Oh, really?
I'm about 3 shows behind. I wanted to listen to everyone the full length, too. So.
Wow.
We made him fart in public. That was fun. Did you hear that story?
I was listening to the episode where Ty Nepenis had got that William Chappelle on the phone, which, great get, by the way.
Huge.
Yeah, and I'm at a doctor appointment with my wife, and we're just kind of sitting there around a bunch of people. I'm listening to headphones to the show, and at one point, Mark asks if he had ever seen those guys again. And I don't know, I laughed because of the drop, and as I laughed, I farted. And instead of looking around to see if people notice, I just kept looking straight into my phone.
You got to keep your head down at that point.
Yeah.
Did Kristen get some blame?
I don't know. I don't think so. I actually didn't talk to her about it. She was probably too embarrassed to bring it up.
She pretended like she didn't know you. Right. She was talking to people around her. Can you believe that guy just farted?
That's pretty heavy stuff, but I'm glad the show's having an impact.
Yeah.
I've had some nice feedback, as always. And let's see, where are we? It seems like so much has taken place in just 2 days since we've been doing a show. Good God. The Lions played, of course, and lost 30-16 to the Rams.
Hey, they covered by a half point.
It was 14 and a half.
I think
okay.
It was 14 and a half.
Wow. The... Two onside kicks are going to get a lot of scrutiny.
The first one, okay.
In the third period when they...
What, the element of surprise?
They handed the Rams 3 points in the middle of the game for no reason.
It's a little forgivable. The other one makes no sense. You had just stopped them on defense. You have 3 timeouts. You have the 2-minute warning. You kick deep.
It was really, and the defense was playing very well. I don't, and after the first onside kick, I don't know why you'd think the second one would be successful.
You blew it!
Oh, it looks like pizza's here. Which is going to send a lot of people fast forwarding.
I know.
Because I'm so hungry. Anyway, I don't know what's going on with the Lions. All I know is I'm not real impressed. Matt Stafford has regressed in some horrible way. What is up?
So it must be that third kid pushed him over the edge.
Could be. That makes sense.
You know, we could handle the twins, but once the second one came, the second birth.
You can already see what's going to happen here. Jim Bob Cooter is going to get
fired. He's going to get fired.
He's going to get fired. It's all his fault.
Then we'll have a new guy, and he'll be like, they're still adjusting the new playbook.
It's so cool with the new guy. He's so good.
Oh, yeah, and then the game starts. Well, they're still adjusting when they score 13 points in the first game.
Yeah, it's a new system. It's crazy.
They're still trying to establish the run game under the new system.
Look how well the defense is playing, though. When it all comes together, this will be great.
It's so sadly pathetic.
I know.
Almost as pathetic as predicting the draw play on 3rd and goal from the 18.
Wow, that was quite a call. I was so really impressed.
Stupid. That guy in the stands was not happy. Did you notice they kept showing him? There was one angry fan. And Fox, God bless him, knew to keep going back and showing this angry fan.
I guess I better get paper towels.
Oh, all right.
Since it's pizza time.
Can we do the read?
Yeah, sure. We have all the bowl stuff, by the way, in case anybody's wondering.
All the what?
The bowl stuff.
Oh, bowl, yeah.
All the bowl stuff.
Yeah. Can you bring me a Diet Coke, sir?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm good, thank you.
Hey, you always hear our friends and studio sponsors. Zot Ford and DealsInTheD.com talk about their fabulous new car deals. Well, Maz and Gabara, those two guys, want to remind you that Zot Ford and Holly has some ridiculous deals on pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Plus, with the power of DealsInTheD.com, You have almost 300 premium pre-owned vehicles to choose from, and all of their pre-owned vehicles go through a comprehensive inspection and certification process that Mads has nothing to do with.
It's ridiculous.
This is to assure all Zot customers are getting the ultimate value to go along with their unmatched customer experience. So slide over to dealsinthed.com and pick out the new or pre-owned vehicle of your dreams. Then go see the soft one himself, Tom Mazoway. You will not be sorry. I did not make up that soft one himself. That is actually in the copy. Hey, did you see the exciting thing that happened on Holly Road last week?
No. What happened?
This dude was driving a Camaro northbound on I-75. Got clocked. How fast do you think he was going on I-75 northbound up there? There's a lot of straightaway.
I bought her a Camaro.
A Camaro what, 110?
138 miles an hour.
Oh, what? I think I saw that story.
Guess how old he is.
Gee, 19?
17. Why do you think he was driving so fast? Or at least what do you
how
think?
How old is this kid?
What do you think he told the police?
He was late for curfew.
You got it.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
He said he was late for curfew. Chevy Camaro, 138 and 70 miles, 4 points. Increased
I'm sure his rate. Parents would have punished him terribly if he was late for curfew. People are so tough on kids these days.
they would have taken his Camaro away.
Oh, looks like a race car. I bet it's quick.
I'm guessing that he earned the Camaro.
And congrats to the MSP of Metro Detroit, Michigan State Police, for using a Homer Simpson meme in their tweet about the story and a Steve Harvey meme. The state police, they're using memes.
A lot of them have been pretty tech-savvy lately.
What's Steve Harvey doing in the meme?
One where he's laughing and then the one where he's looking down.
Go to their Twitter account, Brandon, if you can. It's just it's at MSP Metro Debt. But they're the ones that tweeted out about it and got it out. But the point I bring up about Holly Road is he tried to exit the highway at Holly Road at Todd Ford. But that's where the trooper caught up with him. Oh, they use memes for everything.
Yes, they use a lot of memes. It is. It's this one here where Steve Harvey is just kind of looking down like, huh?
Just dumbfounded.
I tweeted. I had a tweet for one last night to Maz that Ken Berry died, the great actor.
Oh, great, because I have no idea who that is.
Mayberry RFD.
Okay.
Also, The Carol Burnett Show.
Who's that dude?
And he was on something else, too. Everybody kept bringing it up on my Twitter, and I'd forgotten
his name?
He was on it. Ken Berry. You might recognize him. He's kind of a song and dance man.
Oh, okay.
His comedic stylings were featured on The Carol Burnett Show also.
Oh, he's in Mama's Family. I know who he is from Mama's Family. I've seen that face. I told you before that was the only thing on whenever I visited my grandma. She never watched it. It was just the only thing on in Toledo. Mama's Family, round the clock. Wait, he provided comic relief in Dr. Kildare with Richard Chamberlain?
I don't recall that exactly. I do remember from Mayberry RFD, though. I think he was...
Who's that dude?
I want to say he was raising Opie because they couldn't get Andy Griffith to do Mayberry RFD, so they just acted like...
He's your new dad now?
Yeah, I think there was a domestic violence charge against Andy Griffith, so...
he had to flee Mayberry?
He had to move in with Ken Berry. If I don't have that right, I'm sure Maz will correct me, but I guarantee you Maz is upset that he died. He's in the death triangle with the president.
Wow. Oh, that's a good triangle to force your way into. I feel bad. This is how my mind thinks when I heard that George H.W. Bush passed. There were three things that popped in my head, and none of them have to do with anything being of his presidency other than like...
Me too?
Well, that was the second one.
Yeah, that was unfortunate. Nobody's talking about that, by the way.
I actually thought of the skydiving first.
Oh, the skydiving. I didn't think of that.
That's right.
First thing I thought of was Dana Carvey, naturally. Because that impersonation was all over the place. Then I thought about the David Copperfield joke he liked to use. And then it was his favorite joke. And then when he couldn't use a scanner during the 88 presidential election.
Yeah, I was reading about him. That came up a lot.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it did. That was so stupid. They were trying to demonstrate that he was a regular guy because, you know, he was from a lot of money. He was from privilege.
Yeah.
And so they were trying to get him out, you know, let's get him in a grocery store. And so he's like, oh, what's that scanner thing? Oh my God, it tells you the price? He was stunned by the scanner.
And he didn't know how to scan it. And unfortunately, there was live TV that whole time. That's a shame.
President Bush is still on the hookup, and he wants to say something.
He's here now?
Yeah, should I put him through?
All right, put him in.
Daniel, George Bush here. I'm watching you do your impression of me, and I gotta say, it's nothing like me. Bears no resemblance. It's bad. It's bad.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. I think it's a fair impression.
Don't see it.
You don't?
It's totally exaggerated. Not me. Those crazy hand gestures. The pointing thing. I don't do them.
Yeah, SNL ran that piece.
Oh, they ran it last night?
Yeah, at the end of the news.
Oh, okay. News section. Mm-hmm. I didn't get through the news because I was not laughing at all at the first part of the show.
Yeah, you know, the Netflix, the fake Netflix ad I thought was funny. The rest of it was just kind of womp womp.
Yeah, the Alec Baldwin thing was like, when is this over? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but didn't he poke fun at himself?
He did poke fun at himself, but that's, I mean, it was a long way to go if that was the point.
The worst part about that sketch, and I knew you were yelling at the TV when it happened, was Kate McKinnon coming out as really Rudy Giuliani and the crowd going ape shit. Because it's not a good impersonation.
It wasn't funny.
The jokes weren't funny.
No, they weren't funny.
Well, I'm glad you didn't finish it, because I don't finish it.
She's only done 100 guys as Kate McKinnon on Saturday Night Live. I don't know why that's so thrilling to people.
I don't know. But don't finish it, because there's something in the end that'll make you even more upset.
Whoa, what happened at the end? No, just tell me. I don't care.
The women on the show did a Christmas song. I forgot what it was. That was begging Mueller to finish the investigation so they can have something happy for Christmas. It was very political and more
was
than
it
that.
Funny?
No, it wasn't funny.
Well, you know, I'm so sick of politics right now. I can't even describe how tired of politics I am.
I don't but care at least if it's be political, funny. But it wasn't funny.
Well, yeah, be funny. Be more funny.
It was All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, yeah.
Mueller.
Dumb.
Mueller.
So they'll nail. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, well, so they have something fun. I mean, there were some jokes in there about if there's nothing in it, but it was just bad. It just wasn't funny. I didn't get it.
They had a second skit towards the front of the show that wasn't funny, too, and I can't remember what it was.
The Dad's Christmas? I actually thought that one was kind of funny.
It wasn't bad.
It was pretty funny.
I think it might have been after that.
It really was not.
Was Ben Stiller in the opening skit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just not. Oh, boy. Then there was another one. I want to say it was.
Although that cold open, there was one funny thing, and it was the Putin with MBS, with Fred Armisen as MBS. Yeah, and the handshakes.
But that's another thing. Fred Armisen is MBS. Why are they always bringing people in now to do the big characters and stuff? It used to just be the cast, really.
They're not really developing any characters on that show, yeah. And I don't know why, because that's what they've lived on.
Did you know Bo Bennett went to your high school, too?
Who? No.
Yeah. He's the dude that, you know, he used to sit down with all those little kids and do those car commercials.
Oh, Beck Bennett.
Oh, Beck Bennett.
Yeah, sorry.
What I call him? Bo Bennett?
But whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I was looking up your high school.
That's funny.
And he went there, too.
I like him.
Add another name to your celebrity high school.
Hey.
How about that?
How's pizza?
The pizza's great. I've been putting off doing this commercial because I've been so busy eating.
Yeah, I heard.
And I apologize, but... Wait, why aren't you eating, Brandon?
It's our welcome back gift to you, Brandon, because we know how much you love it when...
Even though you're not eating any of it.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait a little bit.
Okay. Dr. Roche, meanwhile, is busily... Well, he's not busily waiting for you. He's busy, and he's waiting for you if you want to sign up for something over the holidays. As people like to get things done while they have a little bit of time off, especially the more dramatic things like breast implants or liposuction or anything that's a little bit dramatic... And also, it's face season, of course. It's the year of body tight, and it's the season of body tight without the sun and people being all tan. Those things, those facial lasers, and actually body tight. I'm not sure body tight's affected by the season, but anyway, I'll just say it is. A lot of people doing body tight, and of course, the fat transfers and the regular routines of Botox and fillers and walking out of there looking pretty darn good. And I don't know, maybe you're going to see a lot of people during the holiday season. And you want to look a little sharper, or you want to get something major done because you have some time off. It's a good time to call for a consult at 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110, or go to droche.com.
Sorry.
For Dr. Roche.
I was just trying to cue up the other good memory of George Bush. When he was doing donuts in Homer's lawn.
President Bush is driving on our lawn. He must be lost.
He's not lost.
Looks like we're experiencing some blowback from the Whig offensive.
It's time to hit him where he lives.
His house?
Bingo.
Bush! Bush! Bush.
So I thought to myself, what would God do in this situation?
Locusts. They'll drive him nuts.
It's all in the Bible, son. It's the Frankster's Bible.
Can't decide if this will be considered feisty or crazy. Hey, what the... Oh, if he thinks George Bush will stay out of the sewer, he doesn't know George Bush.
Bush.
Hey, turkey's behind you.
For the last time,
it's pretty cool how they got him to do the voice.
For spanking my boy.
Never. You make him apologize for destroying my memoirs.
You didn't tell me you destroyed his memoirs. Never!
Hey, Dad. I really feel awful about...
What a great episode.
Yeah.
Shiny and sparkly and splendidly bright. Here one day, gone one night, gone too soon.
George Bush, I think the... Does everyone realize that Bush and Bush 41 and 43 are the second father-son that were president?
No.
I'm trying to add something of value to this.
Not everybody realizes.
John Adams and John Quincy Adams. John Adams was the second president. John Quincy Adams came along about 20 years later, I think, 25 years later.
Nobody cares about those old guys.
Yeah, I figure they don't either. Bush, you know, Bush lost.
Good for you and your father.
Wasn't Barbara Bush the relative of Millard Fillmore?
That makes sense. I would believe it.
Some weird relationship.
Bush lost two senatorial runs. He won two House runs, but he really wanted to be a senator. Lost both times. Then he lost to Reagan in the primary in 80, was the vice president for 8 years, and then he won finally in 88, beating Dukakis. What a great candidate, too, Dukakis was. With his wife drinking cologne to get drunk. And then he lost to Clinton in 92, primarily because he said...
Because Clinton was cool.
Well, he said, read my lips, no new taxes, and then raise taxes, which was a big no-no.
Plus, we're in a recession.
Yeah, we were having a tough economic time. So Clinton won with 43% of the vote. Bush had 37%, and my most active moment in politics is when I was a card-carrying member of United We Stand and Ross Perot, who got 19% of the vote. I voted for Perot twice.
Wow.
Yeah, I would still
love there to be.
I guess I helped get Clinton in.
Sucking sound.
Imagine if Perot won?
I would have been pumped.
Going on state visits?
I think Perot would have been interesting. I don't think he was as crazy as they made him out to be. Anyway, on his 18th birthday, June 12, 1942, he signed up for World War II. He was the youngest aviator in U.S. Navy history, served through 1945, and then went to Yale, of course, at the age of 21, was in the oil business, a millionaire at 40.
Wait, you forgot that he captained the Yale baseball team to the first two college World Series.
Yeah, there's that famous picture of him and Babe Ruth.
He got us in the Gulf War in 1990, I believe that was, which was, you know, for a lot of people, their first war, whatever that's worth.
I think that was my first war.
Me too.
The 1,000 points of light. I don't know what the hell that meant.
What did that mean?
I don't know. Were there really 1,000 points?
Does it have to do with the hill or city on the hill or whatever? That
rain? Yeah, something like that.
Okay, whatever.
I think you're on the right track. But anyway, I don't know. He's a good guy. It was a shame this whole Me Too thing was a real bummer.
No, but he did seem like a good dude.
I thought he was, too.
I also recently saw the video of him being rescued during World War II. And that was amazing, just that video exists, but how young he is, and you see him coming in from the boat.
Sounds like a conspiracy. They didn't have video back then.
The USS Finback.
I think there's video of Kennedy being rescued, too, isn't there?
Yeah, PT-109.
That's incredible.
What's he doing up there?
Exactly.
They're trying to get...
Yeah, who's crying at this song right now?
Somebody cried to it.
Is it William Chappelle?
I think it was... Why is William... William Chappell dominating our...
Why don't we call him Chappell?
By the way, did the Fresno State bitch professor, did she tweet something nasty out about Bush dying?
Oh!
I assumed she would.
I checked her Twitter, and it's on private now.
You don't follow her? No. I assumed you followed her.
No, I don't. I could.
He's an apostle.
I'm shocked that she didn't.
With Drew's account.
She probably did. We just don't know.
Yeah.
No, there'd be a story about it, because people would say, she did it again. Because I'm sure some people are following her that are newsworthy. They definitely, definitely are looking out for any additional tweets that she's putting out there that would be controversial.
She said she does what she does, and they can't stop her no matter how horrible she is.
She's got tenure.
Yeah. Tenure, you can do anything with tenure. It's pretty cool. Dave Landau will be on in a bit. Dave is a local stand-up who is working on Anthony Comeau's show.
Yeah.
Oops. Of Opie and Anthony.
My first day.
And he does Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle also. And he's coming in May, although he's coming soon to Ann Arbor. So,
yep, in December.
Yeah, we'll 20th. Talk to Dave.
I can't believe it's December already.
I know. And bowl games. Well, that was wow. that was a great day of football yesterday, I've got to say.
There were some good games, yeah.
The
good day
Georgia,
of college basketball, too. I know you watched Michigan and Purdue.
I actually did turn it on for a
did
few
you really?
Minutes. Yeah, I did.
Really good.
I had to be prompted, but I did. I just can't get into basketball yet. I'm trying. There's so much football. Although now we have a big break, so
yeah.
Here comes basketball. Anyway, the Alabama-Georgia game was Jalen Hurts. Wow, what a performance off the bench.
I don't know if you knew this, but what a storybook ending is if Danielson didn't fucking tell us enough during the game. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I know.
It was driving me up a
tiresome.
Wall. It's like, all right.
Kiss my butt!
We get it, Gary. You're pretty pumped for the Hollywood storyline.
How much crap is the Georgia coach getting for the fake punt?
You know what?
Seemed like a
not as much as he should. I don't see hardly anything about it.
That made no sense.
It made zero sense. It was 4th and 11 in the middle of the field. I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know what the hell he was thinking.
Thank you, and roll tide.
It just seems in college that those work more often, though.
Yeah, but it's Alabama.
Against Alabama, I don't know. Yeah. I didn't think it was a great call. Although when Alabama hurried up and scored, they did have a little time left to try and tie it up. But that's not really, that doesn't help his cause. And then Ohio State had just an incredible performance from Haskins. 499 Jesus, yards passing, man. 5 touchdowns.
Whew.
Although Northwestern made it interesting. It was a good game.
I know, but did you ever think Northwestern was going to win at any point?
When it was 24-21, they seemed like they had some momentum.
Really? In the third when they scored 14? Yeah.
I mean, in the fourth quarter, they were only down 7 with, I think, 9 minutes left or something.
It's just like Ohio State when they want to get serious. Get serious and then dominates.
Well, I mean, they were up 24-7. And Northwestern rallied back and hung in there for a while. But, yeah, they were clearly the better team. And which bowl are they going to?
The Rose Bowl.
Oh, the Rose Bowl. That's right.
They did not make the playoffs.
Right. Michigan plays Florida.
Yep.
In the Peach Bowl. What is up with Megs? Megs!
That's because Layla's down here.
But he's not at the door. Megs!
I have a horrible scheduling conflict.
What's the problem?
Well, about a month and a half ago, someone's expressing interest in going to something. So I said, sure, let's just go. How about a Saturday? I don't work on Saturdays. That sounds like a good time. And we have to go during the day because this person can't be up late.
And don't tell me it's on the 29th.
It's on the 29th at 2:30.
There's only one showing?
No, we already have the tickets. Two.
Oh, well, just eat them. How much are they? Expensive?
Not enough to eat, yeah. It's Aladdin at the Opera House.
Oh, at the Opera House.
So, is that for it's Charlotte's or Christmas gift.
Is that for three people?
It's for three people. And my wife, God bless her, because this is how nice she is. She goes, you can stay home with the baby. I'll take my mom. And I said, I'm not going to do that to Charlotte. It's just a stupid bowl game that really, honestly, means nothing. Don't get me wrong. I'd rather watch a football game than see Aladdin.
You can tape it and watch it after.
That's what I'm going to do. So I'll be dark that day.
There may be tons of people texting the score to you.
Well, I'll be dark. I had to stay. There was something I had to stay dark for this weekend. Oh, it was the Ohio State Northwestern game. I had to be dark for a while. That's the only thing I never watched delayed is Michigan football, and it's going to be hard.
So they're in the Peach Bowl against Florida. Is that a You know, the only thing about that game is they played Florida three times, it seems like, in the last...
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
It's one...
last 10 years or so? Twice in a bowl?
It's one matchup we seem to do well with.
Is this the third bowl time against Florida?
Oh, it's probably more than that. Well, remember Lloyd beat them his last game.
Harbaugh beat them, too.
I think, yeah,
didn't
you're
he?
Right.
The first year? Mm-hmm. So they're playing a team they played 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Well... They have had success.
But if you think about it, do the teams at the top ever really change that much?
Boring.
Especially with the playoffs.
I know, I was kind of pumped about a UM-UCF game because UCF has a 24-game winning streak. That would have been sort of a nice storyline.
They're the new Boise State, huh?
They'll end up winning, yeah.
UCF?
UCF will win, yeah.
You think so? They have an interesting offense. I just thought it looked...
Are they playing Georgia?
I don't know.
I feel like those teams
I don't know.
Feel like they always do well. They're in the Fiesta Bowl, but I think they always do well because the other team just doesn't care to be there.
Well, maybe.
I mean, what a let-up if you're Georgia.
Why does anyone care about any bowl game besides the...
I don't know. I really don't know, unless it's, you know...
Except the Hokies are in... I don't know what they're in. They beat Marshall to go 6-6 and get in a bowl.
In a weird way, Drew, I'm more excited for the Camellia Bowl because Eastern's in it, and it's cool that Eastern's in a bowl. But Michigan being
What's
in the Peach Bowl.
The what bowl?
I don't even know what the Camellia Bowl is.
Camellia
I don't even know what the hell that is.
It's they're playing Georgia Southern. That's a school. It's in Birmingham, Alabama. 5:30 December.
Who are you?
December 15th. So it'll
it's an early
weeks.
Bowl.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
Well, that's kind of cool,
Is that
though.
The first bowl game?
I don't think it's the first.
Seems pretty early, doesn't it?
Maybe it is.
I mean, I'm kind of pumped for the early bowl games, no matter who's playing. As stupid as that is.
Let me see.
I have a feeling Virginia Tech's playing before Christmas. They're 6-6. I have no idea why 6-6 teams are in a bowl, but they beat Marshall for the right to get there.
Yeah. They sucked it up when they needed to.
Yeah, they kind of did. They've done that like three times in the last 5 years, 6 years.
I think it is. No, it's the first bowl game. Oh, wait. Is the Children's Mercy Park? What the fuck? Oh, that's the Division II championship. The first bowl game is December 15th at 1:30, Tulane versus Louisiana in the Camping World Stadium in Orlando for the Auto Nation Cure Bowl.
Never heard of them. Next.
Michigan State's playing in what bowl?
I saw it earlier. Hang on. I got to find it.
Spartia!
Oh, you know what? Maybe it's not official yet.
Well, I think they're headed to some bowl that we've heard of. It's been a traditional bowl for many, many years.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it's officially announced yet.
Somebody was talking about them in the Outback Bowl. I'm like, wait, they can't be in the Outback Bowl, can they?
Why not?
Because that's a New Year's Day bowl, isn't it?
Good day, mate.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
They're 7-5.
They will not be in the Outback Bowl because Iowa was chosen for that over them. And Penn State and Kentucky in the Verbro Citrus Bowl, once again at the Camping World Stadium in Orlando. Oh, the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl is LSU in Central Florida. Cool.
The Fiesta Bowl?
Yeah.
Is LSU and...
It's UCF.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm interested in that game. I'm interested in that game.
Texas and Georgia in the Sugar Bowl.
What, Mags? What is going on?
Probably wants to eat the pizza down here.
But he's not the top. He's barking. Someone is just standing in front of the house with their dog and taunting him.
Good. You're getting something out of him. That's good.
Good.
I'll go take care of
them. Eggs? Jeez. Just distract them if nothing else. You know, the Kareem Hunt story. Oh no, I have one major. This is huge. I've been wanting to get this off my chest all weekend.
Boy.
The Dr. Pepper challenge. What the fuck?
Oh, I know.
What is with the chest passing and the shuttle passing? No one throws the ball anymore. It's all chest passes. None of that. You can't be a straight guy and be in the Dr. Pepper Challenge. You have to be gay or a chick, or forget it. You're out. How did they do that?
Oh, maybe that's representative of who signs up for sweepstakes.
Well, it's $100,000 of tuition.
I know, but you still have to sign up for it. When's the last time you signed up to do anything like
that? Well, I know I wouldn't, but what, really? Only gay guys and chicks?
Well, I don't know if that guy was
it?
Gay. He was effeminate, but...
There were two guys who were... And I don't care if they're gay. They seem like they might be gay. There was one guy who looked to me like he was about 40 years old. He's in the 20-year
That was the
plan.
One during the Big Ten one, I think. He's balding.
yes.
Yeah, he was. That was the effeminate guy, so...
There's another guy I'm pretty friendly too. Yeah, but not that I care. I mean, if anything, it makes it more interesting.
It's kind of what? That's insane.
That is so weird. And what is with the chest pass?
It's sort of people are gaming the game. Because originally it was a passing thing.
Oh, I know. Well, what they should make that rule. It has to be all overhand.
No shuttle passes. No chest passes.
I remember once Samantha Ponder was working the sidelines at one of those games.
What a big assignment.
And I think, well, you know, before she was Miss NFL. And she had tweeted out something to the effect of, if anybody does a chest pass, I'm calling them out on it. And guess, that was the night before. And guess what? She didn't host the event the next day because Dr. Pepper got Dr. Pepper really? Got so pissed they flexed their muscle and had ESPN pull her off the assignment.
That's hilarious.
That's pretty soft. Come on.
Dr. Pepper should have liked it. It brought attention to it.
Yeah, and it brought out a lot of tweets the next day going, hey, Ponder, I thought you were going to rip into this guy for chest pads. And you didn't even show up, pussy. Giving her shit.
Bro Bible give her shit. Bro. And her baby. Your mom's a pussy.
Michigan State is playing Oregon in the Red Box Bowl.
Red Box. The Red Box Bowl.
Yeah, formerly the Foster Farms
Bowl. Playing a red box?
What's in the fucking box?
Formerly the what bowl?
Foster Farms Bowl. What is Foster
Farms Foster
do?
Farms Bowl. I don't know what Red Box is. This a new bowl? New last year and it's changed sponsors already?
It's in the Levi's Stadium and that's where the 49ers play. So, yeah, that's fun to travel to.
Okay. How long is this bowl thing going? I mean, I'm expecting to see half-empty stadiums for most of these bowls.
A lot of them are, but they make the schools buy them, and they eat the cost. Foster Farms is a big poultry company.
Chicken.
Do people still watch all these bowl games?
If it's your school, maybe.
Just psychos like us. You got to get, you know, you got to
watch
do?
A few. I watch you, 7 or 8 games, probably.
You got to get into a bowl pool, a college bowl pool. Then you'll start watching them all.
There's just some games that are so dumb, I just feel dumb for watching them. Like, why am I bothering?
What, like the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl?
Not that bowl. That's huge. Who's in it?
USF, South Florida, and Marshall.
That's a great name.
Played okay. In Tampa. You don't want to travel down there to watch that matchup?
I don't think so, but...
No, I'm not going to any depressing shit like that. Too sensitive.
Dave Landau is coming up momentarily.
Well, it is bowl season. It's the holiday season. That's where people and families come together and wishes come true. And it's why Hoop McInerney, Starling, and loves to celebrate the season by hosting the annual Lincoln Wish List sales event. Because at Star, the amazing prices that make America's premier luxury car, it's going to feel like it's their gift to you.
The old Wish List sales event.
It's huge. They'll put that giant bow on the car for you.
Sweet.
Oh, boy, I hope they do now that I said that. Joe, you know what? Buy a car just to find out, just to prove me wrong.
Yeah.
They have a line of SUVs that surpass all other brands, like the sporty MKC, the brand-new Lincoln Nautilus, and, of course, the 2018 North American Truck of the Year, the Lincoln Navigator. Then if you want a car, they have the MKZ sedan or that pure-class luxury Continental. 'Tis the season where Detroit's most accommodating and knowledgeable sales team connect you to the car of your dreams. Call our very own Jimmy D at 855-567-STAR or email him any of your questions at jimmyd@starlincoln.com. Be a part of the Lincoln legend. Come see Star's beautifully remodeled showroom. It's the perfect environment to shop, test drive, and then take home the Star of American Luxury Cars. The Lincoln Wishlist Sales Event runs now through January 2nd at Star Lincoln. It's at 12 and Telegraph in Southfield.
Kareem Hunt. Kareem. We might need more time for Kareem Hunt.
Kareem!
I'm just laughing today reading. You know, first of all, if you didn't see it, the video came out Friday on TMZ of him shoving this chick a couple times, plowing into this guy she was talking to, was about an inch away, to plow her over, then kicking her when she was on the ground.
That's a cheap shot.
As his friends run around collecting people's phones, which looked to me like a drill.
Yeah, like he's done it before?
Yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, would you immediately think to grab your friend's phone when your other friend is beating up a girl?
No.
They did. And
then again, I'm not friends with an NFL player, so.
The Chiefs cut him immediately, almost immediately.
When I saw that, I was like, wow, they cut him, and then where's the due process? And then I realized, oh, they heard about this a while ago, and
he lied about
it. Lied to him. So he didn't get cut for beating a woman. He got cut because he lied to the team.
Right, because the team already has Tariq Hill, who had that, you know, pretty big abuse.
Yeah, but he married her.
Issue. He ended up marrying her, and he was truthful, so they kept him.
I see. What about the Redskins guy? Has he been truthful? I mean, honestly, you know, because I read numbers about, you know, the truth is there's only been this many convictions, blah, blah, blah. There's so many events, but nobody ever gets in any trouble because they claim they didn't do anything and the people don't press charges or it's dropped.
Hard to prove. It's hard to prove
it
anyway.
It is hard. But, I mean, look at all the incidents, though.
Man, I hope the Redskins can use a running back.
Yeah, they got Reuben Foster. I hope a lot of people were mad about that.
I hope they can add Kareem Hunt. They should just get every castaway. And then get Kaepernick. Maybe get Greg Hardy to come out of retirement.
Greg Hardy. I was just reading about Greg Hardy. He was in a video while he was suspended. And in the video, he had a few lines like, let's see, what you see is what you get. I'm just me. I'm just real. It'll be a cold day in hell before your girl plays me.
I guess he's got beat the shit out of her.
I guess
is that
he's
the next
carrying
line?
A gun around in the video too.
Oh, that's nice.
So the NFL is really on top of this thing. And oh, by the way, Ray Rice is going to counsel Kareem Hunt.
What about how not to get back into the league because he never played again?
I thought, no, stay away from me. Don't let my name come out of your mouth.
Now he's always
Rice was a little older. Kareem Hunt is 23 years old, and he's only made about a little over a million so far, maybe a million and a half.
He'll play again.
He will definitely.
Probably.
But what is it, 6-game suspension that he's likely to get? And somebody
will sign him, though.
Somebody will sign
him. Sign him now for the rest of the year. Let him serve that suspension. It's so funny. It comes back. It comes back to the game.
Can you play some of the audio of him? Because I don't know. I just wasn't real impressed with this whole, you know, it's a tough time for me. Why? Because you lied?
This interview. Yeah. You requested this opportunity to talk one-on-one with us. Why?
Honestly, I just want to let the world know, you know, how sorry I am
that the video came
my
out.
Actions. And, you know, it's been a tough time for me. And
sorry now. When did it happen?
February.
I'm extremely embarrassed.
He's not sorry.
Of that video.
Sorry, got caught.
We've all seen the videos. You've seen the videos.
I'm sorry.
It's fair to say that many would say that those images, they speak for themselves. What is there for you to say?
He hasn't done anything wrong.
I'm definitely not that type of person. And
I just do stuff like that.
Right. I was raised by my mom and my grandma.
You saw it.
And
sorry.
It was just us. And they've always taught me well. And I know right from wrong. And I'm always a person who want to see and make everybody happy.
I always want to see my friends grab people's cell phones when I do shit.
I understand this occurred in the hallway of your residence in Cleveland back in February
this year. I apologize to everybody in the world.
What happened?
Honestly, bitch be acting up.
Bitch wouldn't put out for my friend.
A long night, and to be exact, it don't really matter what happened.
What happened?
I could have, you know, took responsibility and, you know, made the right decision to, you know, find a way to de-escalate the whole situation.
Hey!
Well, I think
I
it does matter, though.
Get
we
out
have to
of my
hear
house.
From you how you got to that
de-escalate
point.
Would mean it's her fault.
It was definitely some things that were said and did that I did not
sounds
like
you're straining to do some explaining.
It's not an excuse. It's not. I'm that person in that video did not deserve that. I didn't mean to hurt anybody or anything like that. It's really tough. It's tough because, like, I feel like I let a lot of people down.
Not looking too good.
And I just really want to, you know, apologize to everybody, the Chiefs organization, my family, and close friends.
Who is this person? How did she end up being in the hallway of your
great question.
Honestly, I never met the girl before. Besides,
believe me,
time.
She would not be my first choice that I could have.
Like supposed to put out for my friend.
I was.
She didn't follow
my
instructions.
First 2 days living at this new place at the Nine in Cleveland.
That always happens when you're new in an apartment. By the way,
wait, the Nine isn't that where Manziel got in trouble?
Probably.
A disagreement.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, lady.
Just to leave, but. Is no excuse for.
Because she wouldn't put out
for me to act that way or to even. You know, put myself in that position.
Hey, get out of here.
When I watched the videos, the lasting impression for me was the kick.
You kicking her.
You kicking a woman while she was on the ground. You kicking a woman, period. How do you explain that?
You can't really explain it. The video shows it. I was in the wrong, and I'm not that type of person.
It's crazy.
I'm really disappointed and embarrassed for myself and for my family.
He's saying the right things. I don't know what else you can say.
Taking actions to learn from this and do everything possible to, you know, become a better man.
I just don't believe this. I ought to kick your ass all across this room.
Actual audio.
You told them back in February about what happened, were you?
The Chiefs are right, and I didn't tell them everything, and, you know, I don't, you know, blame them for anything. My actions caused this, and
you lied to me.
I wish I could, you know,
is Dave calling
just apologize
us, Brandon?
To them and right let now. Them know okay. It's no hard feelings between me and the Chiefs, and, you know, I love the program.
I think their feelings
there.
Are hurt.
Yeah. You lied.
I just want to, you know, take no, the time and better myself.
It's going to hurt the team.
No,
they'll be fine.
Not let anything like this ever happen again.
What
do you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys?
I just didn't tell them the video. The video part
more
that
audio.
Came out.
So didn't say stupid.
Really about too much of that. And when I saw the video, it was like my first time seeing it. It was.
But you were in it.
I realized what I did once I saw the video.
What? Well, then
really
he didn't lie.
Watch, and
he didn't realize what he did.
That's not someone just having a bad 5 minutes. I'm sorry.
He didn't
not
know.
Fine.
He didn't remember.
Came out when everybody else saw the video. That's when I saw the video. It's when the Chiefs saw the video. And
okay.
To see that is really is tough because
it's tough.
I wish I would have handled it differently.
What did you think of yourself?
I don't remember.
I just thought of myself as being.
I don't remember.
You know,
just say that. Say I don't recall. I don't remember.
That's not me.
Then it's not
I was
a lie.
Better than that, like I said, and I'm not the type of person to, you know, ever even think about putting my hands.
But
on
you did.
Anyone, a woman.
Yeah, not my hands. But I'll kick her head.
Well,
when
he
she's
punched
on the
a guy too about a year before that.
I punch women. I kick women. I punch guys. That's the Kareem Hunt way.
Yeah, boy. And then Des Bryant, he decides to pile on. By asking on Instagram what provoked him to do that and that is important. And he wants to argue with people about what provoked it.
Wait, don't they learn on the field that the second person always gets the flag? Is that what they need?
Well,
they
no,
just
they don't learn
flag?
That. They don't learn that terribly well, if you ask me. But
yeah, but you know that. Players.
A woman off the field a little different.
I already did that one.
Oh, you did that one. That's right. Yeah. What am I doing? Okay. The Hall Financial Hotline is open, by the way.
Yeah.
Click the link to Hall Financial, and they'll be crunching numbers as the phone is ringing back to you when you fill out the online form. Whether you want to shorten the length of your loan, you want to refi, or you want a new conventional home loan, you can get a free appraisal. So there.
Is
Dave on the phone?
Dave!
Dave Lando! At Mark Ridley's. May 26th to May 28th. He's in Ann Arbor at the Comedy Showcase in about 3 weeks, December 20 to 22. If Dave is there. He's still there.
Yes.
Hey, Dave.
I'm still here. Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Awesome. Good to finally talk to you, man.
Yeah, I know you've been doing your thing, and I know you're working with Anthony from Opie and Anthony Camilla, on the Compound podcast, which I was rustling through there today. There's like 20 shows. Is that Anthony's network, or is that a network you guys joined?
No, it's actually Anthony's network. He opened it after he left XM or got kicked off of XM and created his own actual like entire radio network. So we have like about 20 different shows on there, including me and Anthony.
It's always very complicated explaining what's going on with Anthony, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I got to say, I love Anthony. I used to listen to Opie and Anthony with Jim Norton on the satellite days for a while when I was working afternoons at 105.1 here. And it was a really good show. And I always thought Anthony was my theory is that you invest in one person in a show. And I always invested in him. I thought he was really funny. A little crazy, but just damn funny. And certainly a great radio guy. And I was following, we've had Artie on many times, so I was kind of intrigued by that combination, which, and there's Artie again, and Artie makes everything messy too.
Yeah, Artie can, it's interesting. Like, I got brought onto the show, like, I'm with you. I was a huge Opie and Anthony fan, and I would listen to them and you guys, and I just kind of grew up on that kind of radio, and I got brought in as third mic for Artie and Anthony. I was really excited to be part of that show. But yeah, Artie has his demons. I mean, right now he's in rehab, and it's been kind of a little messy. He tends to bring the opiates with him. I guess there's no other way to really put that.
Yeah, well, he talked to us about that, and I think it's pretty well documented. But the thing was, you know, and this to your credit and Anthony, you guys generate a lot of activity on the internet. There's a lot of clips.
Yes, we do.
A lot of discussions, and you know, a lot of them are unpleasant at times. But it's, you know, to be out there that much is always a good thing. And Artie is sending off these shitty tweets from rehab, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's a rehab that I guess allows you to have your phone and go to play bars. It's an interesting rehab. But yeah, Artie started getting a little bit pissed off. He was coming off of the heroin and just started kind of firing off at me and then firing off at Anthony. And I really wish he would get sober. Like, I'm a sober guy. I was arrested 13 times, and I'm a recovering alcoholic and addict, so I kind of get it, you know, where he's at mentally. But he's really got to stop, like, looking out and just kind of take responsibility and look at himself. And it's like you said, there's so much stuff online where, you know, there's even people that'll call, like, hey, do you have any clips of, like, your stand-up where someone's not just talking over it about how you're a piece of shit? So, yeah, we draw, like, very interesting people towards us.
Wow, that's wild.
How hard was that doing a show with him when you're in recovery and he is in the state he is? Is it like, oh, come on, dude, just get cleaned up? Or is it, oh, man, I kind of missed that, kind of?
Oh, no, it's kind of like you walk in and you're like, oh, I'm so glad I stopped.
Yeah.
You know, what's kind of amazing is how good he is on heroin. Like, I know that sounds terrible. Like, so you can only imagine how great he is off of it, you know?
Well, I'm sure he was probably high as a kite the last time he was on with us, and he was great. I thought, in fact, somebody posted it on the Stern Network and said, hey, here's Artie sounding good. And I think just a few days later he got busted, so he was probably a mess then.
It's funny because I read that you said that you're way better than now when you're clean than when you're messed up, but everybody always thinks that, oh, alcohol makes me more funny.
That's what everybody thinks. Like, I just got to toss a few in me before you go on stage. And I mean, Artie got, I think he was arrested with 81 bags of heroin, which I believe there is a documented law that that's distribution unless you're Artie Lang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
High tolerance.
Yeah. Oh, only that is personal use. But yeah, I had that same issue where I couldn't imagine what it was like to go on stage without a drink or doing something. And you're just way better. And heroin's a messed up one because it kind of does the opposite. It doesn't, like, wake you up like coke. It just makes you want to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like some guys do have success with heroin in the short run. Like Keith Richards, damn, he was writing some fabulous riffs there for about 5 years, and then it seemed like heroin turned against him. And a lot of artists say that. But, yeah, it seems to me most of these people could be very good without the drugs.
Yeah, right.
You know, you should
Keith Richards is that guy, too. You're right, where I read that he always said his key to success was moderation, and I guess that rock star moderation, because there's no way what he's done is moderate. But somehow he's still alive, smoking cigarettes, doing drugs. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's just an incredible guy, but he's not the guy to say, well, if he can do it, I can do it. That's the unfortunate thing about Keith, I'm sure.
Frankly, it's insulting.
It's madness.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
But Dave, let's go back to your 15 arrests. 15 arrests between, I think I saw that online, 15 arrests between the ages of, was it 15 and 19? Or 13 arrests?
No, just 13. I'm not a piece of shit. I was arrested 12 times between the ages of, 15 and 19. And then I was finally arrested once as an adult at the age of 27. And that's when I decided to clean my life up.
Wow. What municipalities? Do you remember them all?
And, yeah, this must be a local story.
And did they know you by the time of, what, the third, fourth, fifth arrest?
Oh, yeah. One night I was at a friend's house, and my friend Anthony goes, hey, Dave, you should bong a fifth. And I was like, yeah, you're right. So my friend Anthony held out a beer bong, and my buddy Nick poured in an entire fifth of absolute vodka.
Oh, my God.
And I gunned it. Yeah, yeah. And I actually do this in my act. Like, I tap danced for a couple minutes to no music, told my girlfriend that she had orangutan titties. And then I And then I fell through a glass table. Yeah. And when I woke up the next day and the cops walked in, they were just like, hey, Dave. And I was like, hey, fellas.
Oh, no.
How you doing? So, yeah, like every cop in the East Side. Well, I grew up in Grosse Pointe, Harper Woods area. Yeah, they all knew me by name.
What's the charge for falling through a glass table exactly? Was this in public?
They just wanted to high-five him.
This was at a this was actually at a house party, and what ended up happening was they sentenced me to a rehab, and on the way to the rehab, I had to get detoured to their sister hospital because there were no beds available, and I ended up being locked in this mental hospital for about a week, and a kid who thought he was a werewolf attacked me in the middle of the night.
Oh, man. God, that's a...
Well, he didn't kill you, so that proves he's not a werewolf, I would think.
No, I tried to hit him with a lamp, but it was glued down.
Well, you know, with that many arrests in such a short time, I'm thinking somebody has, like, an umpire ticker, you know, for balls and strikes keeping... That's hard to keep track of that many arrests. Did you have to go back, and or were you keeping a tally?
No, I honestly, once I got sober, I had to look back and I was like, hey, I had to do that stuff where you write down everything you've ever done wrong, which is really nice when you need like a 20-page notebook for it. And back and I went back and I realized I had been arrested 13 times and I'm very, very glad that I stopped. I finally just woke up, which, you know, 13 times is a charm.
Well, hopefully, you know, stand-up is certainly a great place to go from all that because you can draw on those great experiences, I'm sure. And I mean, I just assumed this wasn't a terribly delicate topic, which might have been a little an assumption on my part. But, hey, you're doing Mark. I know Mark Ridley loves what you're doing, and he mentioned you. And you're playing over there in May, and you're playing in Ann Arbor December 20th to the 22nd. So are you working this area? I mean, you do the podcast during the week and then you go off on the weekend and play comedy clubs?
Yeah, I actually, I'm in New York 4 days a week and then I kind of come home and go back and jet set back and forth. I just have a place I rent in Harlem, which is a very lateral move from Detroit.
Wow, that's a lot of travel and a lot of work. How's that schedule holding up?
It's not bad. You know, I have a son, so they come out with me, my wife and son. Like right now I'm in Las Vegas headlining Brad Garrett's at the MGM Grand. So I'm just hanging out here right now. But yeah, it all works out right now. It is very, very tiring, but I always wanted to be on radio and always wanted to be on radio with Anthony as well. So it's just been like a dream come true. And it was really cool too when Artie was there, and I really hope he kind of straightens out so it can happen again.
Yeah, and of course you get the rap because Artie gets blown out of, you replaced Artie, but you were already there when Artie left, right?
Yeah, I was third mic with them for a while, and Artie and I always had fun together on the show, always played off of each other really well, and yeah, it was never like, I never got brought in to take his job. I was just always third mic, and I just got moved up a chair because after his arrest, he just had to get help.
When you start naming our mics, we don't have a third mic.
We have the
so
power chair. Which where do we steal power chair? What show used power chair?
Yeah, that was some.
Was that Mike and Mike was that the
Mike and Mike had power chair?
You know what it was? I know what it was. It was the 30 for 30 on WFAN, and it was Mike Francesa and Mike and the Mad Dog. And one day, Francesa came in, and Chris Russo was sitting in the power chair. He called it.
That's right.
So we've dubbed ours the power chair.
Now I have it.
Yeah, because you have all the power.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, they actually called it the power chair, which we had never heard of before.
I've heard the air chair.
Yeah,
second and third mic.
I've never heard it.
So you moved up to second mic. That's pretty cool. It's like leaving
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like leaving the taxi squad to be the backup quarterback. except you're in the game.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's cool. Yeah, we didn't have a power chair. I always thought Stephen Hawking would be the power chair, but.
Yeah, that's one power chair.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, I just went from third mic to second mic, and we've just been doing it. We have, like, Jim Norton come in a lot, and he does his show now. Yeah, he's the best, dude. And then I've done Chip Chipperson with him, which it's just insanity that it's as huge as it is.
Yeah, that's
just...
There's a lot of shows sort of spawning from this breakup because Opie's got a show now. I don't know. And I'm just assuming that you know this, even though you shouldn't know. But how's Opie doing?
Opie he was doing pretty bad, I guess, on Westwood One, but now a few old friends of the show have come in to help him because now we've had, like, we've had like Joe Rogan and a few other people come in. So, and then Anthony did a thing called What's Funnier Than Opie's Podcast, which people would call in and say, you know, yeah, stillborn babies, 9/11, you know, stuff like that. you know, yeah, Columbine. And then it was just
hilarious things.
That, yeah, yeah, yeah. Fun. Just various things that were funnier than Opie's podcast. So I think that sort of triggered them to really light a fire in his ass. Because I know Anthony doesn't hate Opie, but I know they have there's just that animosity towards each other. And you sit next to somebody for 20 years, you know, there's going to be every day is not going to be pleasant.
Yeah, it becomes healthy competition, I suppose. But yeah, I have to say, I would be attracted to listen to Anthony. I would probably not be inclined to listen to Opie. I don't know. Are you guys of the same brand? You listened to Opie and Anthony, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I enjoyed the show a lot. I'm not sure if having to pick between the two, which one I would definitely go after. But I think I've listened to the Anthony Kamiya show, and I haven't listened to the Opie show. So I think that says something.
And I think the problem is what it was. It was Opie and Anthony. They're just better together because that's how we learn them.
Yeah, it's a psychological thing, if nothing else. I mean, it would be very hard to get past where people think of Anthony and only Anthony. Sorry, Dave, I hate to say it to you.
Yeah, don't knock him out of the second power chair.
You're fine. I don't mind at all. Look, I'm happy it dissolved. I know a lot of people aren't. But
absolutely.
Financially, it's great for me, but I get it. And yeah, I think really too, I think there's the dream combo for the honest listeners of the Anthony and Jim show. And realistically, Anthony was the buffer between Jim and Opie. So when Anthony got fired, that's when they started to riff pretty bad, or, you know, go at each other pretty badly on air. And it ended up being Opie Radio and then the Jim and Sam show, because that show didn't even last, I think, a year, the Opie and Jim show.
Oh, boy. So Jim Norton he's got an XM show.
He has an XM show. That's the Jim and Sam show. And then over at my buddy Bob Kelly's show, his network, he has, why am I blanking on it? You know what, dude, but he has the Chip Chipperson show, which is just, I mean, it's actually just him doing Opie. but he dresses it up a little bit, so it's, and I'll just go, I've been on the show, and when I'm on, it's like I'm sitting next to a porn star, Anthony, and then this old guy who's a weatherman with dementia who keeps falling asleep, and he'll just ask you terrible interview questions like, what's got you laughing today, that just gives douche cringing.
Oh boy. So Jim Norton ends up being the last guy standing on XM, which is probably a great gig for him, I would think. And your show,
a flow chart to keep track of everything.
No, it's a lot of bodies, and there's a lot of comedians thrown in there too, with that are sort of associated with all you guys, including you. But now the show you and Anthony are doing, is that a subscription show, or can anyone listen?
It's we do have best of the week that'll come out on iTunes for free and YouTube. And then it is a subscription show. People can go to compoundmedia.com, use coupon code COMPOUND20, capital C, to get 20% off. I think it's like $7 a month. And we just do that because, honestly, the stuff we say is not going to get a lot of sponsors. Mm-hmm. So we kind of have to have the audience sponsor it. And after Anthony, you know, had his battle with dealing with XM, he did not want to rely on just sponsors for what we do. And I mean, we do say terrible shit. I can't pretend we don't, but it's just for fun, you know. And Anthony has this reputation that, and he's such an amazing guy, an amazing talent, a funny human being, that I think people have to start seeing who he really is, as opposed to what the media wants you to think he is.
What?
And it's changing.
I heard him on WAAF, which was his boy. WAAF allowed him to come on with the afternoon show there. And he sounded, you know, I don't want to say tame, but he sounded fine. I would certainly trust him for an interview. But you mean to tell me there are no sponsors? It's all just subscriptions? That's it?
We do have sponsors. We definitely have sponsors. People have worked with us and still work with us and have worked with us the whole time. But we kind of let them know, like, just so you know, like, this is, we kind of will talk about anything. I mean, you guys do too. I mean, you guys are, even when you were on, you know, WRIF, you're looking at very edgy radio. So it's not anything different than that, but it's just he doesn't want to just solely rely on it. He wants to be able to...
Well, it's a better deal if you get people paying. Why are we doing that, damn it?
Well, who wants to fight with a sponsor when, you know, stamps.com is threatening to pull their $15 a spot? It's just it's kind of exhausting. Oh, no, stamps.com is mad at us. What's next, Wix?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's an interesting world. You know, being your own boss is pretty cool most of the time, but then, you know.
You got a lot of boss things to do, though.
There, I know. But our sponsors have been really good to us, and we've been able to keep. If we had sponsors coming... If we had them coming and going all the time, I think I'd lose my mind, honestly.
Speaking of the internet, Dave, DaveLandau.com, DaveLandau.com. When was the last time you went to your site?
Just the other day to change the front picture, but I got to change some stuff. I'm going to get it remodeled. I don't even know how much people even use websites anymore, but I got to fix it up.
So it'll be version 3.0 because I clicked on latest news, and the latest news was from July 5th, 2012.
that one's just a thing. I don't know how to work that section, and everybody I've talked to, I'm like, hey, how do you do this? They're like, well, what's your password for this? I'm like, I have no idea.
Sounds familiar.
It's just really funny seeing this. Version 2 is here 6 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're probably up to version 208, and I'm just sitting there with, like, advertises for purses or some shit that pops up on there.
Yeah, I see these people on Facebook who haven't posted since 2011. It's like, what is this even up
here
for?
Why bother? Yeah, look at all that space it's taking up somewhere in the cloud, whatever that is.
Dave, anything you want to mention besides Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase, December 20 to 22, and, of course, Mark Ridley's May 26, May 28?
I actually, Amazon Prime just picked up my movie that I shot called The King of Detroit. Oh. And if people have Amazon, they can go to Amazon Prime and watch it right now. It's available. It's just go there, The King of Detroit. It's available to buy right now. Then it'll be rent, and then it'll be streaming for free. But, yeah, they finally picked it up. I shot it in Detroit a few years ago for $7,000, and I just did it for... We shot it in 13 days with no permits because we just found the place in Detroit where there were no cops. Unfortunately, there's a lot of them. So we were able to just make a movie about a little bit about my life.
There's some great 5-star reviews on Amazon, too, including one from yourself.
Exactly.
I love that you reviewed it yourself. That's good. You got to prime the pump.
Why not?
I know. That's what I figure. You got to finger a little bit before you put it in.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't go in dry.
Like I wrote like 5 stars and then I realized it said my name and I was like, ah, fuck. And then I just like, this is how technology, you know, technologically savvy I am. So I went back and I was like, thanks for watching. I just felt so stupid.
Oh, it's good. I laughed when I saw it.
And at Landau Dave, LANDAUDAVE on Twitter as well. So
yep.
Dave, great having you on, and good luck with all your stuff. And tell Anthony we said hello too, and we'll be watching you guys.
Yeah, man, I used to skip class in high school and smoke weed listening to you. So it's an honor to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Dave, and good luck. Let's stay in touch.
Thank you, dude. Thank you, please.
We'll see,
Dave.
All right.
Bye,
Dave Landau.
I actually just celebrated my 4-year wedding anniversary. Thanks, 5 people. It was nice. I gave her diamond earrings. She gave me a homemade coupon for oral sex that expired in June of 07. Maybe next year I'll get a DeLorean time machine. It's me from the future. Lay down now. Suck it. I'll tell you what sucks to you the most about homemade sex coupons, and that's that they're only redeemable at her store. I mean, that's not fair. This is a gift. Let me shop around, goddammit, you know what I mean? It'll buy one, get one, BOGO. My buddy actually recently got propositioned by a prostitute to blow him for $40, and I told my wife about it, and she goes, $40? She must think she's pretty good at that.
Listen,
I thought
the chicks.
That was a very low amount of money. But now that I know that's my wife's price range, I'm going to try to give her $40 all the time. Oh, did you have a rough day at work? You want to make $40?
See, there is still edgy comedy out there.
Yeah, no, it's tough. Boy, I love that subscription model. I mean, in theory, it's such a great idea. I don't know, I've been obsessed with getting more people, and working with this marketer trying to do that. I don't know. Maybe one of these days. But, you know, it seems like the longer we're free, the harder it would be to ask money people. I mean,
good
it seems like...
Your podcast.
Thank you. It seems so much to ask people to download a podcast.
Yeah,
that to ask for money seemed almost preposterous. Plus, we had advertisers. But believe me, I've done the math plenty of times. Well, geez, we have that many downloads. The theory is if you charge that, you know, a certain amount, of course, you're going to go, fuck you!
Yeah, and at what price?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
no matter what the price is, you're going to go, oh, I should have charged more.
I know. I always think, well, God, if you charge like $4.95 a month, that's, you know, what, 20 cents a show? How can anybody complain? But then when you only get like 8,000 people, go, oh, geez, well, they would have done it for $6.95. I mean, you can't raise the price the next month.
It's like sometimes we'll sell stuff on Craigslist or Nextdoor or whatever, and whenever it sells, immediately, we should have charged $25, which... But who gives a shit? It's gone. It was zero. Our cost was zero.
Isn't it amazing the commerce that goes on?
It's incredible.
It is amazing.
It's good, though. Better than just throwing stuff in the trash, I suppose.
When you sold that Nintendo 64, I was so bummed.
I know.
I wanted to buy it.
What'd you get for it?
Oh, boy. I don't even remember.
I think you got close to $200, didn't
you? It
was
never used.
Yeah, it was never used. I think it was...
What?
I think it might have been from a prize closet somewhere in the
past.
I don't know.
That's absurd.
But it was brand new.
Statute of limitations have passed.
And when you sold it, I was so bummed. I didn't even know you were selling it. I would have bought that.
I didn't know you wanted it.
I have one, but it's just kind of, it sucks. It's a
little
cold.
It. It's $200.
Mine kind of blows, though.
Yeah. Why don't you have time for that with all your RDR2 time?
Drew, you have no idea. Guess what? I just purchased a arcade cabinet. You know, like the stand-up arcade?
Really?
Old school one. But this one's preloaded with 1,800 of the best games. Preloaded.
Oh God.
This thing is custom built. I got Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I got Sunset Riders. I have X-Men.
Sounds like someone's going to be breastfeeding for longer than they
Mortal
should.
Kombat, Street Fighter, you name it. Metal Slug.
Formula's expensive.
Is this made it out of the garage? It's actually in the house?
This is. It has not arrived yet. It took 6 weeks to build. It's custom built, and I hooked up with a dude in...
Hot.
Yeah, and I think New Baltimore or something like that.
Well, what about the entertainment center or whatever? I don't want to hear about your hookup with a dude.
Well, the arcade system, you mean?
Yes.
Well... He's currently building it, and it'll be ready by Christmas.
Boy, Maddie is going to love it.
Oh, she is. She's going to love this
so much
thing.
Fun watching you play.
Anytime kids come over, I'm just going to send the kids right to the game. It's going to keep them busy forever and ever. It's also going to keep me busy forever and ever. It's going to be great.
Hey, you know, the whole video game thing, I don't want to go down too far down this path, but...
Great,
you
know, investment.
I know...
A lot of death and blood and money.
I know so many people who go through this, you know, it seems extreme, like... I want to do nothing but play my video game. I love whether it's Red Dead Redemption 2 or Guitar Hero. I mean, people go on where the minute they get home and sit down, it's like 8 hours straight. Go to bed, get up, start playing, go to work, whatever, get home, play. And I mean, married guys who can't put these games down. Mm-hmm. Is this something that usually lasts, you know, 5 years? Mm. Or do people just do this forever?
Oh, mine lasts
for
people
in their 50s who've been playing video games.
Sure,
every
I
night.
Don't play that game.
I think the thing you're missing is a lot of those, like Red Dead Redemption 2, are kind of like watching a movie. So instead of watching TV, they're just playing video games.
I'm not sure how much redeeming value it is. Not that that should be the standard, but I mean, just to play it with all your spare time, you know, for a decade.
Yeah, but
that just seems like a kind of a lost, not a lost decade.
Well, some people
you're enjoying yourself.
But to do anything.
It's kind of like masturbating. If you could masturbate all the time.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if refraction was like
a
minute.
Wait, you can't?
No, gamers are, they're into their shit. They are into their games. The consoles are
Do people
one
ever get over it, though? Do people ever get sick of the game they like?
Well, they move on to the next one.
Well, they're making them pretty damn good
these
days.
Okay, do people ever segue out of gaming where, you know, I don't mind playing once a month or something, but
sure.
Or is it just one of those things where you're just constantly on go? Like,
if you
I've got an hour!
If you want to suck at the game, then you stop playing.
Right. Yeah, if you want to be a noob forever, you got to invest some hours in that shit. But you know, I don't know. I think a lot of people love the consoles and they'll play their games. You know, when they start having families, maybe that gaming gets cut back a little. But there
well,
are
that's
kind of
what I
who
was
are,
wondering.
Who are diehard and you know they wait in line for the releases of these games, and then some of them on the PC. a lot of the esports things, those people are mad about their games. That's why there's esports now. You know, they're Maddens and they're, what is
okay.
it?
Well,
League of Legends or something.
I'm aware of people paying sums of money to go watch someone else play a game.
Well, that, wait a sec, though. A lot of people went down to Ford Field to do that.
Oh, the Lions.
Yeah, you paid a lot of money.
Yeah, but you're watching 22 of the best athletes in the world to watch someone with a controller. I mean, I guess they're the best gamers in the world. So, I mean, that's just interesting that people would rather watch gamers than someone actually doing something athletic.
Yeah, but that's what, you know, you used to throw baseball
watching
around.
Watching Einstein.
You used to play baseball, so now you like watching people that are really good at doing it. If you used to play video games, you don't mind watching people that are really good doing it.
Wait, can we just give the physical athletes a little more credit? Just
oh,
a little
I do.
More than the
I do, but I
controllers?
Get it. Yeah. Oh, no. Believe me, I'm not going to go fucking watch a Dota championship.
That's what it is, Dota.
The what? Video I mean, games, the movies, the internet stuff. I get to see things that you'd be amazed at.
You can get
what
scholarships now, though.
Oh, I know.
And
no,
so
I know.
People are going to go. It's only
the Pistons have an E-team.
Right.
What do they charge, though, if you want to go watch two of the best gamers play off? What do you have to pay for a ticket?
I don't know. I mean, I play games for myself. I don't watch people play games. I never really have gotten into that. The younger generation definitely has. They love watching the greatest gamers, the Pootie Pies and shit, play their games. But I don't know how much they charge per se. I think what it is they have their YouTube accounts and they get huge sponsors because they get so many downloads. Everybody wants to watch you play Fortnite.
It makes
don't
sense.
Play games with it.
It's still kind of amazing.
And but, by the way, the 1980s arcade cabinets are way cooler anyway. This thing's cool. I already got Double Dragon 1942. Now I'm going to have this custom machine. These things are cool. They're retro.
And you don't think you'll outgrow this?
No. In fact, this was a gift from Grandpa.
Oh, from Grandpa.
Oh, she gave it to you before she passed?
Grandpa
chose to spend the money that
Grandpa left me a little bit of money.
And she said, please use it for a video game console.
She would want me to use this on something that I would hold on to forever, love forever, instead of just blowing it on bills.
So when you're my age, you think you'll be playing games as much as you are now?
I don't know. Probably.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just asking. I'm just curious.
I mean, I don't play games.
It's a huge time investment.
That much. Before Red Dead came out, I went like a full 8 months to a year without playing a game because there really wasn't anything that I liked. You know?
You know, that's funny because I stopped playing Madden a long time ago, but I kept playing the college football game, and then that ended.
Yeah, that's.
And that was really the end of me playing any kind of
great game.
Wait, how could it end?
Because they weren't paying the likeness of the players.
Yeah.
That ended the game?
Yeah.
They couldn't come to an agreement with the... So in other words, if the players just had, you know, numbers like 107, my number in Little League, and weren't associated with a certain person, you weren't that interested in playing?
No. if it was a made-up person, no. I don't
isn't it funny?
That
I mean, isn't it weird? I mean, I understand, believe me, because I used to play the NFL game, and I was stuck on that game. Yeah. I did outgrow it. I'm kind of... Well, I think I went through the same thing with that I'm going through with NFL, where I used to watch Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night, you know, and all day Sunday. And now it just seems like so much wasted time to me. I can't quite bear to do it.
Yeah.
So I waste my time doing other things.
Yeah. It's funny you say that about the made-up players because they had, like, recruiting in the college football thing. So you recruit a class.
Yep.
And after about 5 years, I go, I don't know who any of these made-up people are. I better start over.
Yeah. But I remember getting the game.
It's so dumb. It's like, who's Jamal Jenkins?
But I remember getting the one where you had, you know, I played as USC because they had Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, they had Mike Williams, and they were a beast of a team. And they, all those little characters, those little sprites, those were all based on the real players with the real numbers, but they didn't have their names. So I think in one aspect, Mike Williams was saying, how come I'm not getting paid for this shit?
Well, I don't blame him. With that O'Bannon,
I don't blame him, but I'm just amazed that as much money as there was in that they couldn't come to an agreement with those guys. Doesn't it seem kind of pathetic?
It does.
And then you got to pay the student athletes, and that's against the rules.
Well,
but just pay them for their likeness. Let them get money for their likeness.
Oh, they couldn't take the money.
Right.
Well, it was licensed by the schools.
Yeah, the schools got
plenty of money. Conferences got plenty of money.
When is this NCAA scam going to end where, nope, you've got to do this for nothing. You'll only play in front of 113,000 people paying $150 a ticket and a seat license, but don't feel bad.
I don't know. I don't. It's never. That's
fucking hilarious. How does the NCAA? I'm just amazed. Well,
how do they justify bowls?
I don't know.
It's because they get. It's because they're charities. Those bowl games give a lot of money back to the community. Yeah, because they can't carry a profit.
Well, take it a step further, you know, with all this interest in watching people play e-games and all this gaming, and looking at some of the crowds, you know, like at the Pistons games and the Red Wings games, and then you look at the bowl game crowds where there's nobody there, it's like, how long can you keep up interest in something that no one will attend?
Well, it's a racket, though. You force the school to buy the tickets that are allotted to them.
Right.
And
no,
the athletic director gets some money for if they're in their contract, if a school makes a bowl game, so they'll accept something to go to the Red Box Bowl, formerly the Foster Farms Bowl.
And I guess enough people watch it on TV that the rights fee is enough to cover it all, I suppose.
It's a TV event.
It's kind of a joke.
ESPN owns a lot of those early games because it's a made-for-TV event.
If you want to support the show, we could start a subscription system, but instead we rely on our loyal sponsors. Why did we go to all this trouble? I wonder how many sponsors the Anthony compound has.
Well, there was a rumor. I think you would do both.
I meant to ask Dave. There's some shit. I don't know. They have a lot of shit stirrers associated with their show. Have you noticed that? Did you look at any of that stuff?
No, but
there's some
I can't
guy
believe it.
Who's got a post where he claims Dave is only being paid $200 a week, which is really, come on, give me a break. But they have a lot of people like that who are, you know, stirring up shit. And generally speaking, it's probably very good for Anthony and Dave because it just generates more attention. Yeah. But I couldn't help wondering because there was one string on how much money does Anthony Cumia make, and they were trying to guess the number of subscribers that they had for $7 a month or whatever it is. And I'm saying, oh, it seems like a lot of money. Could be. Anyway, our studio sponsors, go ahead.
I was going to say, but you get every show on the network, though, don't you?
On their network?
Yeah, I would think.
For $7. For the $7? Yeah, yeah, I think you do. Of course. And so would ours. But we are relying on sponsors and merchandise. And by the way, thanks to people that bought a lot of merchandise, because we did. It seems like we sold a lot of stuff.
Not as good as last year, but.
Oh, is it close?
I messed up the whole record.
DealsNitty.com, our studio sponsors, and the entire Zot Auto Group want to give you a couple more reasons to support our sponsors while supporting our podcast, Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, and Zot Toyota. Make buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV fun, exciting, and hassle-free. Plus, they have massive inventories full of the hottest models. Oh, is there a new Zot copy, by the way?
Yeah, I put it in. I read it.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
Plus,
I ain't paying attention.
Massive inventory, the hottest models, all ready for immediate delivery. Zot Auto also has the lowest prices, lowest payments, and best interest rates, Player Dave, period. So head to any of the Zot dealerships, pick your next vehicle, have fun doing it, and don't forget to tell them that any of or all of us sent you. And if you're too lazy to head out, go to dealsnd.com and find out what the deals are. They've got all the models, all the deals, all the dealerships, and they've got quite an inventory right now.
I know!
And they did it, folks. Team over at Hall Financial secured their 500 five-star ratings, and they're still climbing. If you're looking to purchase or refi your home, you need to call our friends at Hall Financial. They are the best, averaging 14 days for closing, answering calls, emails, and weekends and at night. I hear that a lot from people because they know you're likely too busy and will work on your schedule. They'll work on your schedule. With home prices continuing to rise, now is a great time to refinance and use that equity in your home. And you could even skip a payment. Check out this one review a client left for Hall Financial. I was a first-time home buyer and didn't know anything. Chris and Nathan took their time to explain every question I had, answered all my emails and phone calls, day or night. I would highly recommend Chris and Nathan to anyone who is a first-time home buyer. The team, and boy, I tell you, when you're a first-time home buyer, it is such a, I mean, you're walking into such a cave of mystery, and it is very scary. It's quite a commitment, and you need people who will hold your hand through this thing, and that's what they do at Hall Financial. They're client-oriented and upfront about everything. But don't take it from us. Experience a five-star mortgage yourself. Go to DrewAndMikePodcast.com. Click on the Hall Financial button to get the special hall passages for our listeners. Or call Hall Financial today. Find out details and receive unparalleled five-star service on your next home loan. 248-308-5000. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you. NMLS number 1467435.
I have some audio for you guys.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, I actually have a bunch of audio, but I think this is the one I kind of want to lead with here. I'm pretty sure that you've seen this before, this service.
Yes.
Yeah, let's see. Here's one by one of our favorite former NFL players.
Thanks for the email.
Brett Favre here with a shout out to the Handsome Truth and the GDL boys. You guys are patriots in my eyes. So keep waking them up and don't let the small get you down. Keep fighting too. And don't ever forget the USS Liberty and the men and women who died on that day. God
Great
bless
guy.
And take care.
I'm not a racist.
So Andy Dick got sucked into this too.
Soldier Boy.
Why Soldier Boy? It seems.
So Cameo is getting duped.
Do you think Soldier Boy did it with a little more enthusiasm than Brett Favre?
And for those who don't know that this was, is it a white supremacist group or something?
Yeah.
Yes. That sent a script to Brett Favre.
Ordering cameos.
Andy Dick and Soldier Boy. And because, you know, in Brett Favre's case, he makes $500 for reading these.
Yeah, he doesn't
care
what he says.
There's code in there. Yeah. He's of course, regrets this. He donated the money to a charity. Andy Dick said the same thing. He was very sorry. Soldier Boy, I believe, said the same thing.
But he's keeping the money?
I don't know. I don't know about the money part. Apparently, we need to call Andy Dick and find out what the story is.
I don't think we have to do that. I was just listening to the Brett Favre.
What is Cameo going to do with the 20% that they made off of it?
Wow, great question.
Are they going to donate that to charity?
It's $100 in Brett Favre's case.
Didn't we know that people were going to... I mean, we've tried to fuck
with
people.
We absolutely knew. We completely knew this was going to happen. I really wasn't thinking about white supremacists, though. I have noticed...
Give it to those white supremacists always thinking outside of the box. What?
You know what's happening? Thinking out of the
box.
No
one ever said that.
Well, the fact that they put it on YouTube as if it's a real endorsement for what they do. Come on, really? How stupid.
Someone must believe it. I don't know.
A lot of these people...
How dare you defile Cameo like that.
Yeah. I mean, this one's legit.
What up, Detroit? This is Kevin Federline, and you're listening to the Drew and Mike Show. That's what's up. You better fucking ask somebody.
What?
That's the most badass ID.
Talking about.
Hey, Drew. I wanted to say hi to Mags and Layla, your puppies. And this is Blue. Blue says hi.
Way to kill that dog.
And I don't know, haters are haters, but I love you and all your support. So, mwah, thank you so much, Drew. Have a great night.
Oh, Farrah.
And you know what I realized? I lost the one that Farrah sent to me and Kristen when we were expecting our child.
What?
Oh, no. I haven't been able to find it. I didn't save it into the system. Oh. I'm sure it exists somewhere. We'll get it.
I'll just get another one made.
Nah, that's cool. I'm cool.
Have you noticed how many cameos are? If you go to Cameo and you start looking at some of the ones, people are getting them to do essentially advertisements.
It's brilliant.
For their business?
It's really brilliant.
Or for podcasts?
We should do more of them.
I wonder, would Brett Favre really do an endorsement for someone for $500?
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
I think he's going to jump off the system.
Maybe. Soldier Boy totally would.
Who's new on Cameo, by the way? We haven't checked lately.
We went through the newest 30 people, and we didn't know.
Who's that guy? He's got a microphone in front of him.
Austin Fletcher or Ken Domick? I don't know. I don't know who any of these people are. I know who Rob Van Dam is. He's a WWE.
Click on that guy.
Ken Domick?
This guy? Ken?
I'll look him up.
Ken? For $25, which is more than Helio Castroneves, by the way, because he's new.
What? Who are you?
Hello, Cameo fans. It's Ken from KBD Productions TV.
What?
Welcome to my new Cameo page. I've been requested by many people
Who are you?
What do you
shout
do?
Out for people's birthdays, for
Who are
Christmas,
you?
Just or to themselves.
D-O-M-E-K?
And so somebody just recently sent me this little link.
D-O-M-I-K.
Thing, okay. Cameo.
Maybe that's the problem.
Who the hell are you?
Still talking, too.
To help you guys give shout-outs to your friends, family, and loved ones.
Yeah,
because
I was trying to think, how do I give a shout-out? Can somebody get Ken Domick on the phone?
He's a vlogger.
He's a YouTuber.
Yep. Food and travel adventures.
52 years old, really? Is there really that much demand?
Good for him.
Well, that's the thing is we went through these top 30 of the new ones, and I didn't really know anybody except Helio Castroneves. God, there's
Helio.
Many. Melvin Gordon.
The football player?
Yeah, one of the best running backs in the entire league.
Currently.
Well, he's injured right now, so he does have some time.
He's cashing a check.
And he's only $120. And he's making what? I don't
Nobody
know.
Has it's, bought
it's
one.
Millions. He's making millions.
Ken Domick is, I'm just a YouTuber, and he goes, where's the top? He's got 8,700 followers.
Hey, that's pretty good.
They really want to get a shot.
Looks like a nice little guy, actually.
George Kittle, he's another NFL player. NFL players are really jumping on this.
What is up with that?
Well, if you crank out, you know, 10 and a half an hour, you make a lot of money.
But NFL players average $870,000 a year. I mean, I guess it's a little walking around money.
Tony Kanaan? The race car driver, that guy's loaded.
Yeah.
Ooh, who's that? Who's Skyler Shea?
Skyler Shea?
Hi there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a girl?
I bet she looks like shit in her
porn
canvas.
Star?
She's an actress. It's me, Skyler.
$30.
$30.
Oh, she looks good.
Hey, everybody. Skyler Shea here. When I heard
she's got
about
a Joker
cameo,
smile.
Skyler!
She looks like Corinne.
It brings me closer to you guys,
Ooh,
my fans.
Yeah, there's a resemblance.
And I can't wait to meet you all.
Who are you?
Who's the porn star, by the way? Jesse James, is that her name?
Believe me, she would not be my first choice, that I can tell.
Who was found drunk in public after a football game and she had urinated?
Yeah, didn't she date Kid Rock for a while?
She was arrested. Is that who that was? Did you guys see that story? It was on TMZ?
No. Recently,
I want to say Jesse James, a beautiful blonde girl.
Yeah.
She was in a police car. They're putting cuffs on her because she couldn't call anyone to pick her up. She was passed out in some bushes, I think.
Aw.
Is that her?
Yeah, isn't she the one that was on the cover of Blink-182?
Well, that's the picture.
No, I'm sorry. That's
I thought it was a porn star
for
some reason.
Here she is. Here she is.
Is this girl a porn star?
Yeah, she's definitely a porn star, but it's not the Blink chick. The Blink chick.
She's a low IQ individual.
Here she is. Here's a nice picture.
That's awesome.
Oh, my.
Good for you.
It's a very revealing photo.
That's cool. That's basically like a guy just flopping his dick out there.
Jesse Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you thought I said?
You said James.
Okay.
Which is an entirely different porn star.
True.
I bet you they've been in a movie together.
She's got...
Called, what would it be called? To,
let's see a representative picture, please.
Jesse's girls.
Oh, here. I forgot to add those four letters after searching her name. Here she is. You know,
oh my.
She's talented.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Her legs go far apart.
Look at that picture.
Wait, what was she doing in that picture?
Sitting on one.
I'm pretty sure she was in the Pirates of the Caribbean.
What is she sitting on?
Triple X version. She looks like the girl from Joe Dirt, the sister.
You don't remember seeing her at Pistons games?
I do. She seemed very familiar to me, and I remember her name. I was thinking maybe she'd been in our studio or something. Mm.
She looks like Jamie Presley. That's who she really looks like.
Who has been in our studio?
Yes.
This picture.
It was a lovely shot. That's just great.
As if that dude would ever be with her.
But where exactly was she? She just got bombed.
Oklahoma. She's an Oklahoma Sooners fan, apparently.
Ah.
And she was just passed out somewhere publicly. Wait, let's see. She was lying on a sidewalk and she was unable to provide cops with a number for someone to come pick her up. Or they were going to let her go, and they said, can you really not think of anyone to pick you up? And she said, no. So they put the cuffs on her, and that was after Oklahoma's 48-47 win.
Been there. Minus
her mugshot's pretty.
Minus the urine.
She is a goofus.
No, she's
That's
cute.
The best-looking mugshot possibly ever.
Yeah.
She looks really good.
Good for you.
She's a pretty one. She's been around a while, though. I remember seeing her, I don't know, years ago.
Natural boobs, too, huh?
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah. Those are...
Those are fakes.
Have you guys seen the guy who was posting on Instagram because he'd gone to the Bill and Hillary show and he met them?
Yeah. Yeah, but he didn't include the video of meeting them. That's all I sped
through.
Well,
because they wouldn't allow, they take your phones away when you meet them.
Lord.
And wasn't that funny?
He was very excited to meet them.
Oh, it was a pretty funny post. It was a little lengthy, but I thought it was adorable when he showed his clothes laid out that he's planning to wear.
That's pretty funny. Well, the one shirt he hadn't tried it on in a few months. So it didn't fit.
Oh, is that
right?
What it was? Yeah. Okay. Let's see.
Someone send it to us? Is that what that was?
Yeah, Jimmy sent it, and Jimmy said he gives us gay guys a not a bad name, but he just thought it was a little...
Well, he does help the stereotype of gay people.
Yes, that's what he meant. Some of you guys need more content about the Bill and Hillary speaking tour. Here's a phenomenal YouTube video that is clogging the internet with someone who's bragging about his meet and greet.
Clogging the internet.
Warning, it's hilarious, painful to watch, and gives us gay people an absolutely awful stereotype. Honestly, I thought the guy was so friendly. How could you knock this guy, except for the fact that he's so in love with Bill and Hillary Clinton, which I just don't get. people invest in rock stars. People invest in politicians.
Yeah, but they do something.
It's Ian Marshall.
I know.
Welcome
that's how
back
I feel.
To my channel. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not,
right,
welcome
new.
Back.
Listen to how now, nice this guy
seen
is.
The title of this video, you know what's about to happen. I am about to talk about meeting.
He's such a nice
Bill
guy.
Clinton. Real life, in person. I'm just going to start this off right away that if you are not
I think
a
this
fan
guy was in the Dr.
Hillary,
Pepper
Bill
challenge.
Clinton, and all you're coming here to do is to comment negative or hateful things on this video.
Then
this
out.
Video probably isn't for you. You know what I love about living in Canada? And
I'm Hillary Clinton,
in general,
and I do not approve
that
message.
Opinions, we can all choose different things to stand behind and different people to
Do
represent
you notice his nails?
And listen,
I did
you're
not.
A Republican
Very long manicured
in the United
nails.
States, or if you're a conservative
I think
in
I
Canada,
just saw his face.
Or if you're a Democrat.
He's doing this.
Or if oh. you're a liberal, I love you regardless, and I hope you'll still love me.
You know me.
And if you don't, that's
I think
why.
I saw his
that's
butthole.
Your prerogative. But like I said,
love
if you're
Trump's
here for the wrong
hey.
Reasons, then you could just
he
go
works
ahead and
so hard
right
to avoid any controversy.
Right now, but make sure before you go, you click that
Guys, he just said if we're not here for the right reasons, we should just stop.
New
so maybe we should
every
stop.
Single week.
And well, this is really interesting. This video seems to be more about him than meeting Bill and Hillary.
He's a regular poster.
Go ahead and click that button right
I don't
now.
Know how much of a
he can actually
he
kiss you in his butthole.
This week's video.
My God. Someone needs to teach him that. A minute 25 is too long of an intro.
I know. He has subscribers, though.
It's so 10 minutes long.
I know. I'll put that just at least watch him lay his clothes out. It's really adorable.
Here, you've already seen my wondrous closet, but
very
I
proud.
Have a pretty good idea of what I think I'm going to wear. I have this lovely purple number here. As you can see, it says it's custom. And while
don't wear
it
that outfit
is
again.
Custom, I chose the material and etc. The size was never quite correct, so I haven't really had a good opportunity to wear this. So I tried it on the other night.
Purple
and
drapes! All my life
now.
I've wanted purple like, drapes!
It was made for me. It was. Anyway, so this is fantastical. Now for the pants.
Fantastical.
I was thinking about these new pants. Bitch.
Did you see this?
New
I did not watch this part of it.
That no. I bought the other day. I think it will just go wonderful with this purple moment.
Pretty please, drop your pants.
That we're having here. I'm thinking, yes, queen.
I think I'm going to need to change
so as
my
you can
pants.
See, I was able to find something good and fresh to wear to this evening with the Clintons.
Here I am
so I'll give you a little
tight
bit of backstory.
Pants.
When I first heard that Bill and Hillary Clinton were coming to Toronto, I was extremely excited because I love them, especially Hillary,
so
and especially
pumped.
After reading
especially
her
Hillary.
New book, which I've talked about before in past videos.
I do appreciate his enthusiasm.
I know it is
story about what had
not
happened
exactly infectious, but
and
I wish I was that excited about
was
anything.
Book,
I kind of felt the same
so
way.
To meet her in person and shake her hand and say hello. But like I was saying, I decided to buy
don't
two
write
VIP
me a book,
tickets,
kid.
which included a meet and greet session with the Clintons. One ticket for me, one ticket for my dad. And like I said, if you follow me on Instagram,
does he say how much they cost?
I think it's couple thousand bucks.
Did his dad want to go, or did his dad just do him his kid a solid?
Good question.
Did you see the fabulous picture he took with Bill and Hillary?
Oh no, I didn't see it.
Let's pause it right that part. I gotta say, he's looking pretty good.
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Bill is a little further away from him.
That's a little.
That, hey, where's your left hand though? It could be. It looks like it's on Hillary's ass.
Everybody looks a little stiff in that picture.
You think?
It was awesome to get to meet
oh,
them.
He got and the picture and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he got a picture yeah. with
next.
Oh, there's his dad. You want to see his dad?
Yeah.
Back it up. Oh, daddy. Here we go. Hang
dad
on.
Also daddy. Was with me. So he got a picture.
Oh, my
did
God.
Did I do good, daddy?
Bill and Hillary did not move. I think they're just cardboard cutouts.
Oh, my. It's interesting.
I'm not joking. They are in the same exact
they are.
Arm
I know.
Position and face and everything.
Do they really need the money this bad? I mean, it's.
Well.
I guess.
After we met with the Clintons, obviously moved on to our seats, which were row one. It was fantastic
really?
Seats.
Row one.
Couldn't have possibly gotten any closer to the stage, which was just fantastic. We were able to watch them talk about all kinds of different issues. The first question
my
that,
dad fell asleep right away.
Hillary was if she was going to be running for president. She kept her mouth zipped closed on that one. I think she's going to run. I don't know about you, but let
based
me know
on
in the
what?
Comments down below
your
what
meet and
you
greet?
Think about that and how you would feel if Hillary ran again for first a Democratic
Do you think she would? She might
and
run.
Then, of course,
she'll never get through a primary.
I know.
I don't think so.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it is.
That. Okay.
That's Ian.
Again.
Wait, that's him?
That
let's call
awesome
him.
Story of
yeah, we call him.
You want to call him?
Yeah, I'd love to find out. I really don't want to knock the guy. He's very sincere. But I'd like to know, why does he like them so much?
I don't know. Is he Canadian?
Yeah, I think he is Canadian.
Isn't that even...
It's Ian R. Marshall on Twitter, I believe. Oh, okay. You want to see how many followers he has?
I think that's more bizarre when you are in love with somebody else, some other country's leader.
Yeah, it's intriguing in a bizarre way.
Like, could you? I mean, people that are here that would be fans of Justin Trudeau, I think that's bizarre. What does he do for you? He doesn't do anything for you.
Oh, well, except okay. that he's in a country that's smaller than our country, so maybe he sees Bill Clinton as the
hey,
former
he's got
leader of the free world.
Over 1,500 likes with this photo.
Are there comments?
I love what he did with the picture.
Yeah.
You think Bill would be horrified that he did that with the picture? Put a filter on it and wrote, Ian meets Billary, hashtag Billary. emoji of a star face, smiley face
what,
in America.
What are the comments? There's got to be some cynical comments on there.
Translation, you spent $750 on the meet and greet that went directly to the wallets of for-profit speaking tour that still hasn't sold out. Wow, Jimmy King in the North isn't very nice. So you got to meet two treasonous crooks. I wouldn't post this. I'd be embarrassed.
Treasonous crooks.
The next one, love this. I love it. And then the next
love
one.
This.
Oh, the next one's from Ian. Thank you. So he is responding to the nice ones.
Oh, boy.
The VIP were sold out. And so what if they make money? They're private citizens and have the right to make money just like anyone else. I'm happy for them, and I'm happy for you.
That's funny. I'm not even mad at them for doing this. I'm just amazed that people would go.
I am, too. I really am. And Michelle Obama, I'm not as amazed, but I still, to think that she's going to talk about a book, she's putting the book out. Why not buy the book?
Not her
but I guess
problem.
People go, see, I'm so bored by first ladies. I don't think there's anything more boring on the planet than a first lady. I'm bored. I have no interest. None. I don't care what they're doing. I just assume they're doing nice things, and that's nice. Anything more is more than I need to know.
You don't care how they decorate the
no.
White House? What?
No, I don't.
What do you mean?
And I don't hate first ladies. They're just, to me, they just go right through me. It's like if people didn't tell me they were the first lady, I'd never know.
I thought there was a pretty good string of jokes about Melania's decorating the White House on SNL.
I don't think I saw it.
Oh, okay. He was Colin Jost was defending her for all the shit she was getting online.
Hello, and thank you for calling. You've reached Ian Marshall, real estate salesperson with RE/MAX.
Okay. All right. I'll leave a message.
The opportunity of speaking with you personally. Please stay on the line.
But the jokes were about how, have you seen some of the other Christmas decorations? They showed like inflatable Santa coming out of an outhouse. And then he said, and if Hillary would have won, Bill would have been in charge of decorating. It'd be all leg lamps for a Christmas story. It was a pretty good string of jokes.
Oh, wait. Why is there a commercial on here?
Well, this is, might be his work phone number.
Really?
They probably edit people... some of those out.
Speaking of Canadians, we never called Stan about the CFL championship.
Who won?
No idea. I don't even know who played.
Okay.
I think the Rough Riders won.
Ian speaking.
Ian.
Oh, Ian. Is that you live?
It is.
Oh, Ian, it's the Drew and Mike show calling in Detroit about your post about meeting Bill and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Did we wake you? You sound tired.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
We noticed that the video you made seems to be going pretty viral.
Oh, is that so? I haven't checked it out in a bit.
Really? How often do you post? No. You seem like you have a regular thing.
Yeah, once a week.
Oh, okay. We were intrigued because you seemed so excited to meet Bill and Hillary Clinton and you're from Canada, correct?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
So we're thinking, boy, I don't know many people even here in the U.S. would be that excited. You seem so excited. Are you just that big a fan of their politics or them personally, or what was it? What is it that draws you so? Cause that was an expensive thing to do, a meet and greet and all that. We just wonder what was it you were so excited about?
Well, you know what? I'm really into politics in general. I follow, obviously, Canadian politics. And,
you know, American politics affect us all so much around the world, especially Canada. You know, we have to do whatever the U.S. tells us, basically, in most senses, military-wise and otherwise.
That's
so,
right. That's true.
Yeah. So during the election between Hillary and Donald Trump, you know, I got really invested. I was paying, a lot of attention to it. And, I'm a gay man, so it was, seeing, Donald Trump and the way he behaves and how he speaks to people and things that he does, really, you know, just affected me in a certain way. And I just really liked Hillary's policy, and I read her book after the election. And, I've just always been a fan of her, I guess.
Michelle Obama's doing a tour, too. Are you going to go see her?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Thinking about it.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was coming to Canada or not, but I know it's coming to Detroit.
I don't think so.
You can come to Detroit and see her.
Yeah, yeah.
We saw the shows went on sale, and because Michelle's here, and the Clintons are supposed to be here, too. No, the Clintons. No, yeah, they're coming here. Mm-hmm. They're coming. I heard the ad, in fact.
In April.
And I really wondered, would people really pay money to go see a politician speak? Because they speak for free, of course, when they're running. I mean,
all the
time. Charging anybody.
Yeah.
So,
right, of course.
And here you are. You were happy to pay to meet them.
Front row.
Oh, yes.
Did they?
You know what? I don't see a lot of concerts or events. Throughout the year. So I figured might as well, go see someone I enjoy and have the opportunity to meet someone. Like, I don't know if you watched the video, but, not a lot of people have the opportunity to say that they've, met a former president and a former first lady. And,
hey, can I ask you about that meet and greet? Because we were looking at the video, you put the still picture that you got and the one with your dad got. And it doesn't look like Bill and Hillary moved at all. Were they ushering you in and then out really quick? Or did you have a chance to say, oh, Mr. President, I appreciate everything you did for your country. And Hillary, I read your book.
Yeah, we had a little bit of time. I mean, obviously it was, it wasn't like,
you get a half hour.
A long time to talk to
them. But Ian, you're pretty engaging. I could see you taking over that room. And next thing you know, you're opening for the Clintons.
Well, I was going to try to get her to say something, for my video, but unfortunately they were very strict. The whole place was filled with Secret Service and they were very strict. We were to have nothing in our hands.
Did they take your phone away?
No, they wouldn't. Well, they said either put it in your pocket or they had tables set up with bins and stuff that we had to put all our items in. And they had a professional photographer there taking photos.
So what did you guys talk about?
What did I talk about with Clinton?
Like, how did that conversation go? And then did Bill pretend like, I talked too long, but they're making you leave? You know how he does that. Like he would do it, but it's out of his control.
Right.
He's a friendly guy.
I just basically said, it was really nice to meet you. Thanks for what you've done. I read your book. I enjoyed it. And that was kind of it. Thanks so much. And shook their hands and took a photo. And yeah.
How long was the photo line? Were there a lot of people there to get photos?
I would say there was maybe 100 of us.
Ka-ching. Wow. That's 70 groups. It was $700 to get a picture?
The tickets were $6.99 each.
Okay, so that's 70 grand right there.
Canadian.
100 people. Oh, Canadian. I'm sorry.
Canadian dollars.
I'm joking. Now, how was your dad's conversation with him? Is your dad a big fan? Was he pumped when you bought him the ticket?
He's not as fan as much as I am. Mm-hmm. He's definitely been into politics. Throughout me growing up, and he's into it in general. He's taken a lot of political science classes when he was in university and et cetera. He enjoyed it. He likes Bill Clinton quite a bit, or he did when he was president.
Did you buy the ticket for your dad, Ian?
I did, yes.
Wow. Did your dad have him sick? Because my dad would go, don't spend that much money on my ticket. What are you, crazy?
Yeah, well, we
We have a strict no birthday gift rule. It was just close to his birthday, so. But I decided to kind of break that temporarily for this year. And you know, we don't do much together in general. We don't really spend a lot of time together just by ourselves. It's usually, cool. You know, with everybody else, my sister and my mom. So it was just nice to hang out together and
have dad yourself.
And yeah, and he didn't know the price of the ticket until we got there when I handed him the ticket, so he wasn't going to say.
That's funny. So you must be selling a lot of houses to afford tickets like that.
Yeah, I do okay.
Great.
That's good. How old are you, Ian?
I am 24.
Okay, yeah, you're young. I could tell you were a young guy, but how's your is your Instagram following doing well?
Yeah, it's I have about 10,500 followers.
Whoa, you should get on Cameo. Do you know what Cameo is?
No, I don't.
You can people can buy like a personalized message from you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Shout outs like happy birthday or just I mean, so many serious fans.
Ian, how many compliments on that purple shirt did you get the night of the concert?
Oh, quite a few.
Okay. I mean, there was a big deal in that video about your purple shirt.
Yeah, that was.
It's a good looking shirt. You wear it well.
Yeah, there was not very little left out, and no, people were they were entertained by the video, and it was obvious you were quite sincere about it. Anyway, we just wanted to call and say hi and check into the whole affair, and sounds like you had a great time.
Well, I appreciate the call. Can you tell me what your name is again, or where you're calling from?
It's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. If you search Drew and Mike Show, we'll pop right up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, we should put Ian's picture on the show.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, sure.
We'll link it. We'll link it to his Instagram. Maybe you can get some more followers.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
You got
it. Is this a recorded call? Or are you going to put this on air or anything?
Yeah,
or are you just calling to say hi?
No, it's for a podcast.
All of it.
Yeah, all of it. You got it.
Oh, you're going to do both?
Yeah, is that a problem?
Well, we said hi, yeah.
No, it's fine. Oh. I just like to know so I can go back and listen to it.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
When is it going to go up?
It'll be posted tonight, about 10 o'clock.
Ian, okay. You're becoming a little high maintenance.
He wants to know what his action is.
I know.
Yeah, you'll get a lot of people hear this. So,
yeah, you'll be about an hour and a half into the show, and about an hour and a half. But you can listen to the whole thing if you like.
Well, Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet, Ian. Have a great day.
Okay. You take care.
Thank you.
Right. You too. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Passionate man,
Ian R. Marshall. He loves the Clintons.
It's all because he heard. He heard the commercial that must be, I think it's playing nationwide. They've sponsored our show.
Of course.
April 12th, the Fox Theater will rock. Live in concert from the bowels of the left, it's the Clintons, a conversation.
I want you to listen to me.
I'm back.
With special guest.
The team captain, Steve Azerman, and all the Red Wings.
And
Senator John.
The Clintons! Live with the acoustics only the Fox Theater can provide.
Deal me in!
The Clintons play all the greatest hits April 12th.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
And?
You know, I'm not sitting here as some little woman standing by my man like Tammy Wynette.
April!
He's written a lot of books about business. They all seem to end at chapter 11.
Tickets range from middle-class prices of $99 to 10 grand for a quick selfie and a get the fuck out of here.
Follow the money.
All proceeds go directly into the pockets of the Clintons, live in concert at the Fox Theater, April 12th. April! Their only Detroit area concert.
Sounds like we've got some Wayne State Warriors here today.
Tickets on sale now.
It's just amazing. 100 people in line to take a picture, and that equals $70,000. It's more money than people make in one year.
Wow. Well, good for them, I guess. Yeah,
I guess if they don't mind standing there, I wonder how long it takes to take the. I bet you it's really fast.
Well, yeah, because they don't let Bill talk to everybody.
No, I would
talk to everybody. The show wouldn't start till Axl Rose time.
Ian R. Marshall probably got more time than most. He would be hard to shut down.
Yeah, meet and greets can be tricky. I got a meet and greet with Steel Panther a couple years back.
Yeah!
And
they're coming to
did
town,
you wear your
aren't
purple
they?
Shirt?
I did read Gary Graff. He did an interview with Michael Starr of Steel Panther. So I did read Gary's column on that, and I love him. What happened was one of the promotions girls from, I believe it was The Riff, this is when we were at 105.1, she put me and my buddies at the back of the line so we could get the long conversation with them at the very end.
Sweet.
Yeah, and I had pictures. I had met them like a year earlier at the machine shop in Flint, and what happened there was the girls, my buddy and I, we went, and our girlfriends had bought us tickets to the show, but they didn't pick us up, and so we were the last people there. And eventually, it was just us and Steel Panther. So we got to hang out with them for a bit and take a bunch of pictures.
At one time in the night, did you think you guys were going to become best friends?
For a minute there.
I don't blame you.
They were great. They were so funny. They shred on the stage, too. But the girls finally showed up, and Steel Panther was all over the girls. You know, like, oh, hey, what's up, girl? And then taking pictures with them. And so when I ran into him the latter time, I showed Michael Starr a picture. I said, hey, here's a picture of you and my girlfriend. And he go, oh, I remember her, man. I remember that chick. And they were great. We got to hang out with them a lot. But the people who went before us, they got shuffled through pretty quick.
Aww. Well, the one I remember the best was probably Van Halen. And Mike and I went, it was probably in the mid-90s. Oh, my God. It was assembly line, baby. It was fast. Mm. And they had, you know, there were four or five people just really moving things along.
Oh, yes!
But I did get the picture, and it was a good picture. I mean, they were absolute pros. Now, there was no money being exchanged. It was mostly just probably radio geeks and promoters and, you know, their kids and idiots like that. But oh my God, it was fast. I was surprised they did it actually because Van Halen was very big at the time. Van Halen was.
I'll tell you all about it.
They've kind of monetized the whole meet and greet. It's not part of promotions anymore.
I know. Isn't it kind of sad?
Yeah, but
once the Golden Circle started, it was just all downhill from there. In fact, I was looking at the Stones tour, which is coming. If you want to sit in the. Well, it's not. You don't even sit. You stand, and there's a little area in front of the stage.
Yeah.
$1,550.
Oh boy.
A ticket. $1,550. But they have fans who can pay it easily. Yeah. So
if anything, that's probably undercharging. They could probably get more.
Yeah, they probably could. Well, they do these, I don't know, it makes me absolutely cringe when I see this, but every now and then it'll bump into, Aerosmith played Warren Buffett's birthday party for $1 million. And the funny thing is, if you read anything specific about it, it's like four songs and they don't say anything to anybody and nobody talks to them. I mean, literally, it's all specific.
That's a little weak, but I maybe because they're going to be like, well, I paid you $2 million. Don't I get to sit down and talk to you? I'd like to believe that when it comes down to it, they probably do, because then it seems like added value for them to have a conversation with you.
I wanted to think the same thing myself, but I just imagine a conversation where their manager goes, okay, guys, listen, it would be unprofessional for me not to bring this to you guys. These things come in, I can't control it, but if I don't tell you about it, then I'm not doing my job. This asshole billionaire wants you to play his birthday party, you know, for his 9-year-old for $2 million. And then it's like, well, do I have to talk to her? Do I have to talk to her father? Do I have to talk to anybody? How many songs do we have to play? And of course, you know, the negotiation starts, and it's.
Yeah. Well, remember the one they played for? I was just looking up. It was Robert Kraft's birthday party. He had
Aerosmith.
No, he had the Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
and then this past year in 2017, he had Elton John.
Elton John seems to do a lot of these.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
You know, I think Elton John just loves to play, though.
The invitations at the Kraft family invite you to a very intimate performance by Sir Elton John.
God.
Each invite suggested casual concert attire and came with a pair of silver star-shaped sunglasses. Okay.
I wonder.
That's nice.
You know, it seems like $1 billion wouldn't be enough. Because Elton John plays.
What does he charge?
Little Caesars. My tickets were like $350 or something. And I knew somebody who was sitting sections away from me. who paid like $250, and I was saying, geez, this, you know, when you multiply 20,000 people by, I don't know what the cheapest tickets are, they're probably $75. It's a lot of dough.
Well, you know, I think with the Stones, with Elton John, with maybe the Who, a lot of people think this is the very last time I'm going to get the opportunity to see them, so they'll pony up, but then they keep coming back.
I know, but you know what? We've been ponying up for these people for a long time. I remember seeing Paul McCartney in Sun Devil Stadium in 89. There was 70,000 people there. I remember what the tickets cost. I want to say they were like $150. That was probably 1989, 1990 maybe. The Stones have been playing giant arenas since the 80s. How much money?
Sometimes all it takes is one death and they're kind of done, you know?
Yeah.
I'm looking at more of Bob Kraft's birthday party. He had, this must be 2006. It was a surprise party. It's just funny reading some of the names now involved. They had dinner, and then the movie about Bob's life was narrated by Charlie Rose.
Oh.
And then a two-hour
performance. They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
A two-hour performance. I guess Tracy Morgan bombed doing stand-up before dinner. He did just 10 minutes and then walked off the stage. Yeah.
I thought he's normally a pretty funny guy.
A two-hour performance.
I mean, Robert Kraft's crowd? I don't know.
Seems a little, doesn't seem to match.
Not really.
Kids probably wanted to see him.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan is one of those interesting characters. We interviewed him 3 times. And I would say every interview was horrible.
Terrible. But horrible. I like him.
I like when I see him playing a role that's good. I think it's always very, it can be very good.
When he's on TV being interviewed, he delivers.
I've heard him on Howard Stern, and honestly,
a wild card.
I didn't think it was that good. Really? I've heard much better interviews on Howard. It seems like Tracy just sort of goes, right, and what you say doesn't matter.
Right. So he interrupts a lot.
After the Charlie Rose movie that was narrated, Jon Bon Jovi played for 2 hours, and in attendance was Les Moonves. So I just have this picture of Charlie Rose and Les Moonves just hitting on people. Just hitting on chicks.
I'm Julie Chen Moonves.
Oh, boy. And you know there was alcohol.
Oh, yeah. I think those were the only...
I wonder if Les pulled his erect penis out for anyone there.
Oh, he probably did. Probably forced Sheryl Sandberg to go down on it because she was there, too. So was Sherry Redstone.
Ooh. God, those stories about, you know, there's new Me Too stuff about Les Moonves, that Bobby.
Yeah.
I can't think of her name. But anyway, all I remember about the story is that she was chatting away with him. There was a pause in the conversation, and Les had pulled out an erect penis. That'll change the conversation.
He's got great timing. Then he forces her head to.
Yeah, she.
We have actual audio, yeah.
You like my erection selection?
Leslie. Leslie.
What's that drop from?
Wanderlust.
What's it from?
Hey, Leslie, shut your fucking mouth!
Wanderlust?
The best scene in any movie ever, when Paul Rudd's looking in the mirror.
Oh.
Trying to talk dirty. So great.
Let's see. I'll
try. She got an exquisite pussy? Well, how about my exquisite erection, huh? Eva? What do you think? You like my exquisite erection? Hmm? You like my erection selection? What do you think, Eva? Yeah? You gonna take it? You gonna take that dick? You gonna take that dick, huh? I'm gonna pop off a piece of my dick. Oh, yeah, I'm fixin's to fuck you. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna get it all up in your vag. Get it up in your vag with my dick. Gonna put it in with my dick. I'm gonna put my dick in. I'm gonna put my dick in.
What's up, man?
Hey,
you
man.
Right?
What's up?
Variety has a story about booking big bands for private parties. Let's see. Taylor Swift, Madonna, Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, James Taylor, Dave Mantle. Well, James Taylor does the one in the movie. Wait, what movie is that where James Taylor's playing and Adam Sandler? Oh, Funny People.
I don't remember that scene.
Yeah, Adam Sandler opens for James, or is he after James Taylor? Yeah, they're after James Taylor.
Yeah, and James Taylor steals the fuck Facebook in the face joke.
Right, and then Rogan steals Sandler's stuff that he wrote for him.
Oh, that's funny.
Because he's panicked.
I gave that movie another try about 2 weeks ago. I couldn't do it. I don't like it.
I find Rogan's character really annoying in that movie. It just bothers me. Because I think it's because I know Seth Rogen too well. Maybe. Okay, Dave Matthews, Bruce Springsteen, Bon Jovi, each stand to make over $1 million per performance. Is this private? Oh, what does it cost to book your favorite band? Well, if they charge $1 million for the regular show, wouldn't they charge more for a little private show?
I don't think so. Although a lot less goes into doing a small private show.
Let's see. Who could I afford here?
You could probably get Vincent James.
Lords is $150,000 to $250,000. Really?
Lords?
Maroon 5, $400,000 to $600,000.
What about Matt Foley? Is he on the list? You could probably get Matt Foley. Actually, you can't get Matt Foley. He won't go anywhere.
No, he won't. We tried to get him to come here. Jessica Simpson, 150 grand plus? Really?
Ooh, let's do it.
Justin Timberlake, 1 million. Kanye West, 400 to 600. Timberlake's more than Kanye?
Yeah, I can see that.
Bob Dylan, 150 to 300. Bob's value's gone down.
Put together a pro smoking concert. Probably do it for free.
Ed Sheeran. Ugh. Wait, this must be old. This has got to be. When is
yeah, because he's got.
Oh, 2014. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, because his has exploded. I'm sure his price tag is way up there.
Well, he sold out LCA, didn't he?
He's one of the biggest.
Yeah,
right now.
Ford Field.
He's one of the biggest.
Wow. Okay.
And speaking of the Me Too movement, the astrophysicist guy, he got.
Yeah, even scientists will do Me Too people. That has to be
with
such
real scientist-y lines.
Yeah,
too.
Like is that Pluto in your dress when he put his hand in her cider dress?
He was following her.
I think
tattoos.
Pluto's in your dress or something.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
he denies all of it. By the way,
I think he called himself Neil Dead Ass Tyson when he was hitting on these chicks. I just made it up now. Thank you. Yep. I thought that was a good line.
It was. But he said he was just he gets giddy, he gets excited over science tattoos or planetary
bullshit.
Tattoos.
Yeah, his response is really interesting. Which is funny, he only responded to two of the allegations, not the other one, because there's three, I believe.
Basically denied everything, though.
But that's the thing. We haven't seen a lot of new people in the Me Too movement lately. It seems to really have died down.
What does he have to lose? Has he got a show, I suppose?
Cosmos.
To a show. He's pretty, yeah.
Okay. I don't watch
it.
And he tours. He does live shows.
Oh, that reminds me. Kareem Hunt also lost a big Under Armour deal.
Kareem!
Bye. Bye. And Al Sharpton sold the rights to his life story to his charity.
What?
For $531,000.
Charity.
And people are
And it has always been my go-to charity.
People are all over this.
What is this charity going to do with it?
He claims his charity can make money off it.
Yeah, they're going to sell it for
more than him.
By the way, they only own the rights to his life story for 10 years. So they're doing it in 10 years. They just blew $531,000.
Oh, bullshit.
We will donate every penny of our profits to charity.
Keeping only enough money to cover changing our lives in a major way.
When your forensic accountant is done with Tom's shoes and who was crying at the Tonight Show, can we send him to Sharpton's
forensic accountant?
Send him to his charity.
Yeah, well, there's many serious issue shallow thoughts on this one. Since when do charities buy the rights to anyone's life story?
I don't think it's ever happened.
Serious issue shallow thought. Who cares about his life story? Is that really a very marketable thing?
Whoa, I didn't ask for your life story.
How much? 10 grand?
$531,000.
Oh, Jesus. Why did I think it was 10 grand?
They had some people sort of speculating on the actual value of his life story, and many were saying that it's very questionable, and that if he really wanted to help the charity, he would sell it to the highest bidder and then give the profits
to the charity.
Yeah. If he wanted to keep the fee, which seemed highly unusual
to
suck $500,000 out of a charity.
The charity's
and
all
see if they can make some money off it.
He needed to make that money.
The charity, by the way, already pays him $250,000 a year.
For what?
For being the face of the charity.
That's not how it works.
People do get paid salaries working on charities.
Who would ever donate to this charity then?
Now, I don't know, but he needed money. He owes the IRS over $2.5 million. He doesn't pay his taxes.
I was gonna say he actually has a pretty low net worth. What you'd expect? I'd expect him to make in the, you know, be in the millions because he has his own show forever. He's been, you know, a pretty prominent individual for God 30, 40
years. What has he ever really?
He just raised a bunch of money to pay an IRS debt that was he's been paying off the IRS slowly for years, and he apparently had some sort of balloon IRS payment that he had to raise money for. He also raised money to pay the assistant prosecutor he slandered in the Tawana Brawley case. That was like 15 years after that case was decided, and he still owes the IRS $2.5 million.
Well, thank God that TV show he does is just doing gangbusters.
I know. What the fuck does he need money for? You know, he's got a TV show. His charity pays him $250,000 a year.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
I'm really interested to see if this story, I mean, wouldn't you think this story would make Good Morning America? Someone of his ilk selling, making $500,000 off selling a very intangible thing to a charity
you
that
think
he
you would
runs?
See it. You're not going to see it, though.
Why? I mean, isn't this as interesting as somebody calling?
Is there good video with it?
Well, there's plenty of video of Al Sharpton. You could also go stick a microphone in his face.
Who is upset, though? You know, that's another thing.
Who is upset?
Who is upset?
I would think anybody involved with this charity would be pissed if they've been raising money and they find out that they're just going to throw it at him for his life story, quote unquote. Who's really upset about a girl named Absidy having a post on social media? I mean, that's a
story.
That's
fun to laugh at.
Well, yeah, but this is a real story about a charity someone is stealing money from.
Hey, fun fact, we almost named our daughter Elemena, but we didn't.
Elemena?
Why not Elemena?
But we
it's a lovely name.
We went with Madeline.
Ugh, man.
Oh, okay. You know how they found out the Post got the tax filing?
Oh, so in other words, this would have never gotten out.
No, unless the New York Post looked into it, which they did.
I can tell you, the New York Post does some pretty darn good work, considering their reputation as being such
a rag,
tabloid rag.
Yeah. A lot
and
of
everybody in New York reads
a lot
the Post.
Of papers do. Oh, they got comment from them.
Oh, is that so?
Let's see. The National Action Network can apparently turn around and sell those products. Okay. The document does not indicate when Sharpton, who is president of the National Action Network, gets the cash, which is already above and beyond the $244,000 he's already pulled out in compensation in 2017. Sharpton also wouldn't say when the cash would come in. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, I have the audio real quick.
Sorry, not sorry.
That's honestly what it says. Speaking to the
what
Post,
does that have to do with anything?
Speaking to the Post Saturday from South Africa, where he's hosting an MSNBC broadcast of the 100th anniversary of Nelson Mandela's birth, he said, "What does this have to do with anything?"
Sorry, not sorry.
What does this have to do with anything?
What does this have to do with anything? What does this have to do with anything? What does this have to do with
Can I please hear Deion Sanders?
Sharpton claimed the idea.
What does this have to do with anything?
What do you find most mind-boggling
about this deal?
About the opposite sex?
Sharpton.
What do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
Come on, come on.
What do you find most mind-boggling about the opposite sex?
What does that have to do with anything?
Christ come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Get ready.
Please make him the permanent host, please.
Of everything. Of everything.
Yes, absolutely. Grammys, Oscars,
election
everything.
Coverage, whatever, any of it.
We have now checked the results from Montana.
This what is your final question.
The results.
This is your final question.
And the Academy Award.
You know that this is your final question.
He tries to ask the same question five times as if it's a different question every time,
this
which is bizarre.
This is your final question. This is your final question.
Hey, you got to emphasize each the same question differently every time.
Makes it sound different.
Sharpton claimed the idea for the deal came from two National Action Network board members who he would not name. This idea did not come from me, Al Sharpton. This idea came from two board members I will not name.
Sorry, not sorry.
One's name is Shell Harpton, and the other is Tom Sharpton.
Oh,
you know there's sorry, no. How many board members are on the NAN?
Oh, so he submitted to this. This wasn't something he wanted to do. He just was literally forced into it or pushed into it.
He is very charitable. He said that they wanted to create a source of revenue for the civil rights organization after he steps down in about a year.
I see.
This was his gift to them.
So why not sell it to someone who would be inclined to make this life story and give them the money and the profits down the road?
Because he says this way.
Or, I got an answer for you.
Yes?
25 members.
25 board members?
25 board members.
What's
wrong with the other 22 to say something? I'm assuming he's a board member, too.
I actually didn't see him on the board.
Okay. Well, what's wrong with the other 24?
How about he just give them the rights for free, and then he takes the profits. When they make money off it, he can make the profits.
Well, because his quote says...
That way, at least the charity's even.
This way, they make a profit from the beginning, and all the revenues is what he said. This way, they...
Sorry, not sorry.
What does that mean? This way,
they have to spend all the money developing it, and then what if it doesn't make money? They lose more money.
This way, they make a profit from the beginning and all the revenues. Well, isn't all the revenues the profit anyway?
They just gave away $531,000. They don't make a profit. They got to spend money making it, too.
Sharpton says he has contracts for two movies with a third contract in the works.
Really? Is there any information on those?
One of these movies is already in production, he claimed, but he would not provide details of any of the projects.
Oh, he's the best.
He said a play was being shopped around, and there were other assets that would generate revenue from the NAN, including a recording where James Brown is singing and talking, and a video footage of him with Michael Jackson. So I guess the footage of Al Sharpton and Michael Jackson was going to be really worth something.
Why is that footage worth anything? Is that out there? So that footage is not available anywhere else.
Here's another quote from him. You got real property here. They're not talking about just me as an activist. They're talking about non-related National Action Network things that are saleable items.
What'd you say?
Well, why not sell them and split the money instead of charging them for everything and then seeing if they can make money?
Because he needs the money now. Oh, the organization.
How's this guy?
This line of bullshit, too. The organization says a private donor put up the money to make the purchase, but they wouldn't name the donor. You know, donors really hate being named.
Oh, yeah, they do. They hate the attention.
Bullshit.
See, I mean, isn't this a better story than Absidy, the kid Absidy, who was made fun of by a Southwest agent on social media? No more social media for you?
Wow, it sounds like they could be in big trouble, too, the charity, for doing that.
I would hope so.
No, but you know what? A much better story is this one that's going to make you Hulk out, which absolutely means nothing. But there's an academic here in Britain who wants to change a few phrases.
Great.
Such as bringing home the bacon and taking the bull by the horns because they're not PETA approved.
Oh, God.
Killing two birds with one stone could go out of fashion.
Well,
according to Sharina Hamza of Swansea University, she wants people to replace expressions such as take the bull by the horns with take the flower by the thorns.
No, that hurts.
Yeah, that's not how you attack something.
Oh, God. What the fuck is wrong with people? How about the...
Want to hear some more?
Sure.
Some other changes she wants? If veganism forces us to confront the realities of our food's origins, then this increased awareness will undoubtedly be reflected in our language and literature, she said. She said the image of killing two birds with one stone is, if anything, made more powerful by the animal-friendly alternative of feeding two birds with one scone.
I would be so embarrassed to be responsible for this piece of literature.
Wait, I gotta say something. Why does it have to rhyme with the old phrase, too?
Come on, just make up a new one that makes some degree of sense.
She also wants to replace the phrase to beat a dead horse with to feed a dead horse.
Oh, dead horses love food. That makes a lot of sense.
Totally changes the meaning.
Feed a dead horse.
You beat a dead horse, it's already dead. That's the point. You're doing something you don't need to keep doing.
Feeding a dead horse, that wastes food.
Maybe if you fed a fat horse. Don't keep feeding a fat horse. And instead of more than one way to skin a cat, anybody want to guess what she wants to change that to?
More than one way to pet a cat?
There's more than one way to peel a potato.
Okay. Well, this would line up with the radio station that won't play Baby It's Cold Outside, the Christmas song, anymore. And they claim that, they tried to say that the listeners decided this. We didn't decide this.
I always like this version.
I need to get home.
But it's snowing out there.
I really should go.
Well, what's the hurry?
Say, what's in this drink?
That's just some J-E-L-L-O.
Holiday.
This is the oddest holiday special I've ever seen.
Maybe we should turn it off.
Oh, well, where are we now, bros? This looks pretty stupid.
I don't even know Baby It's Cold Outside, but I read the lyrics, and it suggests someone being possibly sexually assaulted, I guess, because they won't let them leave.
No means no.
And I don't think that's really the intent of the song. But they said that the audience decided this, and then they had on their Facebook page, they asked people what they thought. 92% said they have no problem with the song. So I don't think the audience decided this, unless 8% is a majority now.
It's akin to banning Kanye's music from your morning show.
Yes. By the way, what's the new morning show going to do about that?
I don't know. We should ask Joanna if they can play.
All these dilemmas.
Yeah, they're going to have to stop playing Elf, too, because that Will Ferrell movie, this is a big part of that movie.
Now, wait, in this song, I don't know the lyrics. Does she not want to stay?
Yeah, she wants to get out of there, and he's like, no, dude, come on, it's cold out there.
But
stay
in the
here,
end, does
baby.
She decide to stay, or does he lock the door and assault her?
I think she's torn between staying and leaving.
Well, then that's not bad. There's a lot of nuance to this song. You know what song they should get rid of is We Wish You a Merry Christmas. You ever heard that, the lyrics to that?
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas. It's a little repetitive.
Well, yeah, but then it goes into like... I think it's like, bring me some figgy pudding, whatever the fuck that is. And then it's like, I don't know, it's a really demanding, bitchy song. Can you pull up the lyrics for it? Because I've been forced with a 4-year-old in the house to listen to way too much Christmas music.
Already?
Yeah. And this one popped up.
This one?
Why? Because she's aware of that it's Christmas because of all the things outside and the lights and
decorations inside.
Stroke my, lick my, suck my cock.
This one?
She loves this one. You, so
I'm sorry, no, which
but
song
you know
was
what?
It?
She also does We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Okay. But pull out my pubic hair. It's funny, though, because Julie and I, whenever you hear, like... walking in a winter wonderland, I will start singing, I love to choke my chicken with, because that 4-year-old doesn't know what that means.
I'm dying to know did they sell any of these discs?
Rated X-mas. X-mas?
Rated X-mas?
Yeah, there's one on
Is
your...
Is it still available?
There's one on your favorite things on Amazon.
Is it on there? It's still available? Really?
Yeah. Listen to these terrible lyrics of this real Christmas song.
Here's your lyric.
Bring us some figgy pudding. I don't know what that is. And bring it. Now, see, the one I heard was, and bring it right now, which kind of bothered me because it's very demanding.
I picked a stupid copy. I shouldn't have.
They're all stupid. We won't go until we get some. That's the next line in the song. A bunch of brats.
It's not wishing anybody a very Merry Christmas.
No.
Bring it right here.
Demanding shit.
And they're bringing good tidings by being very demanding.
Are you
Fuck
starting?
Off.
Do you really want
to? I can't believe I'm actually Google searching the lyrics to We Wish You a Merry Christmas. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some, so bring some. Oh, bring us a figgy pudding and a cup of good cheer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Let's just stick with the classics, man.
Honestly, this guy's voice is really good.
Stroke of my, lick of my, suck of my cock. It's the first time for you, so here's what you do. Unzip me and strip me and show me you care.
It's a nice song to sing to someone who's
Don't
never done oral sex before.
Reach for my, grab for my, pull at my cock. You can do it with ease. Just
he really
get
gives
on
it all his own.
Start licking and slurping. My dick will get firm. Soon you'll be tasting sperm. Do it right now and don't bite now. Drag your tongue across my meat. If you give me head, there's no need to spread. By now you should know a blowjob can't be beat.
That lyric doesn't
Faster
work.
Faster now, deeper now, into your throat. The secret is not to choke. Take my shaft by its base.
Stuff the whole thing in your face.
That's how you suck on my cock.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice like that. What a voice.
I was going to say they could have got a better vocalist, but somehow that vocalist fits. Is this a more traditional song?
I think so. These ones have much better lyrics.
Oh, I smell rat. What? Now I hear it.
My neighbor's hump, and I'm listening. My dick is hard, its head is glistening. A beautiful sight, I squeeze it real tight. I love to choke my chicken with my hand.
Come on, the way he pronounces hand is perfect.
My cock is smoking, I grab my rod and start a stroking. It's a sight to behold when shooting my load. I love to choke my chicken with
such
my hand.
Such a sight to behold.
People like to say that I'm a loner.
Gee, I wonder what's going to rhyme with loner.
No, I have no idea.
I am very sick.
Gee, what's going to rhyme with sick?
Because all I do is sit and stroke my boner. But I wouldn't if my tongue could reach my dick. With each yank, I perspire.
Yeah,
I shoot
hard.
My load ever higher. I won't even mind.
Come on, everybody, sing along. Blind.
I love to choke my chicken with my hand.
Hand.
Jeez, I got a little chub.
Ah, lovely.
Don't say boner in front of a kid.
That's funny.
What happened? Do we still have Hit the Lights, It's Boner Time?
Oh, boy, I don't know.
That's a great drop.
I don't think so.
Wait, what's that from? Hit the Lights, It's Boner Time. That's Stifler, isn't it? Doesn't Stifler say that?
Or is that Road Trip? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, that could be. Well, he's in Road Trip, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to Stifler?
I love to choke my chick and whip my hand.
Hit the Lights.
Oh, it is Road Trip.
Road Trip, yeah.
Austin, Massachusetts.
Right before they decide to watch the sex video with Amy Smart.
Not a bad flick.
I don't know if I can watch that movie in 2018.
No, this whole thing. Honestly, can you do anything anymore? I don't know. You know, Norm MacDonald was complaining about, I don't know if I can be funny anymore. I totally understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as coming up with anything new, when I saw that story about the Rolling Stones, I almost flipped my lid until I realized what a bullshit story it was.
Oh, with the
pile
clickbait.
Of shit.
No, I know. Yeah. Well, people, I don't know. Maybe people are aware that clickbait is a thing and maybe you should read the full original article.
But could they, is there any responsibility to be semi-accurate in a headline?
Speaking of clickbait, who do you think was the most searched man on MrMan.com?
I got this one wrong.
On Mr. Man?
Yeah, Mr. Skin's other
website. Well, it's got to be some dude that's
celebrity
nude.
Nudity.
It's got a nude guy?
Well, it doesn't mean that they were necessarily nude, but somebody that everybody
Hugh
wanted
Jackman.
To see how big their dick was, apparently.
See, my guess was Orlando Bloom just because he's a hot dude and he's got a big wiener picture out there.
Now, I'll give you, usually some of the most predictable names that are searched are Channing Tatum, Michael Fassbender, and Mark Wahlberg. But number one is Pete Davidson.
Is he nude?
No, he's not nude, but people wanted to see if
they want to see. Oh, because they heard.
Whole big dick energy.
Thing. Ariana Grande. Yeah, she made another big dick joke about him.
Yeah, and her new video, which was the fastest video to hit the most views in the first 24 hours. That terrible song.
Really?
I know. Yes. I'm just so horrified by her. She's such a dope. Ever since I saw the Instagram thing you played of her apologizing for licking the donuts, I forgot what a complete imbecile she was. And I decided she was an imbecile again, all over, fresh from the start, through the Pete Davidson thing, and then the Mac Miller death thing. Oh, Mac!
I know. It's time she should go away.
When I saw Ariana Grande on the program, I thought that was a new something at Taco Bell.
She's big. She's going to be big for a while because she's still young.
I guess I'm surprised that people her age don't realize what a dope she is. Do they just not care what she does?
Oh, I think they're inspired.
I mean, it seems like
they like her music and she's hot. She looks like Jessica Elba.
Yeah.
But young.
I know she's hot and she can sing, but the fact that she's a complete moron, it doesn't have any impact.
They're all complete morons.
You know, I was reading about Tekashi 69, who I really don't want to talk about because he's an idiot. And I'm not impressed with his music. How his album dropped while he was on he's in Rikers Island.
Yeah, he's been transferred though because of a little gang interference he got there.
Anyway, his new album dropped while he was in there. So that's
strike
nice.
Why the iron's hot.
Does he just have an iPhone and a recording studio in his cell?
I guess
he's in a lot of trouble, by the way.
He
could be in there for a long time.
And that reminds me too.
But that just sells records now. I mean, the more arrested you are, the more trouble you are, the closer to death you are, and the closer to being in prison for life you are, the more records you sell, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but people.
So a long sentence is a great career move.
I suppose. Well, you know what? It originally worked out for Snoop. Remember, he was on a murder trial.
Yeah.
Is that where it all started? I don't know.
It seems to be the best thing you can do is be involved in a crime of some kind or assault a woman or look at Chris Brown. Brown's career never paused for a minute. Now you'd think beating the shit out of Rihanna would have maybe just caused him a little disruption in his career. He's been on the Grammys since then.
He paid no price for any of that.
No, not only that, he's assaulted other women since. He threatens women all the time. He's constantly in fights. And he's on award shows all the time, just dancing away. Here I am. I'd love to beat the shit out of you after the show. Ooh.
Maybe if he went away for a while, people wouldn't be able to record stuff with him, and they'd move on to the next idiot.
Well, that's the thing. You look at the people who recorded him. People like, didn't Lady Gaga do a song with him?
Probably.
Wouldn't you think some of these people go, I don't want to do a fucking song with that asshole?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised. Or I wouldn't want to buy that guy. But, you know, people like the music.
Well, I understand that,
too. I
don't
know why, but people do.
Look at R. Kelly. He's still doing shows, and women are rubbing his dick from the first row.
Honest to God. I thought Jim DeRogatis put it the best about separating the art from the artist when he's like, once they start crossing, though, and singing about the things they did, because that's when it's pretty much done. I don't know how you can ignore it then, and that's what R. Kelly's done. Speaking of young idiots in the internet, do you see that? You know Payless Shoes is, right?
Yeah, I saw it. Stories.
I don't know why that made me laugh really hard. And what they did,
it's pretty funny,
is they took their regular shoes, which are, what, 20, 30 bucks, and opened up a boutique and invited social media influencers to come and shop, and they were giving them money. I think they were given like 100 bucks to provide market research. And so they opened up this boutique called Paylessy, and they got them to buy all these cheap shoes for like 200, 300, 800 bucks. And then they did... And then they recorded it for when they busted them and told them that it was fake, and now they're using it in commercials, which is pretty genius.
400, 500, yeah. People are going to be like, oh, where'd you get those? Those are amazing.
These are actually from Payless.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah, and you're an idiot. You got duped. I just love that they're using them in their commercials now.
I would pay like $300-$400 for these shoes for sure.
Wrong. Click below to order from Payless.com now.
$20 for those.
What are you talking about?
$20. The ones you wanted to pay $400 for. Idiot.
Payless could charge upwards of $800 for their shoes.
Click below to order from Payless.com now.
He said Payless could charge up to $800. And he's holding the boot and they're $20.
You know, going back to...
You don't know. These people don't know.
No, they don't have a clue. They would
fuck
endorse
out of here.
Anything.
But they don't know anyway, and that's their whole job.
I would definitely spend $295 on a pump like this.
You would?
Click
spend
$295
on that $20 pump. I mean, shouldn't they know something about how a shoe is made if it's going to have a better quality?
It is kind of amazing that they pay $1 million a post to some of these complete morons who just happen to be hot chicks, and they have a gazillion followers, and so... They're quote unquote influencers. And then, you know, the Fire Festival is a perfect example. Oh, go to the Fire Festival. It's going to be the best. And it looks like a supermodel fest.
Yeah. I had my tickets.
And none of them went.
What? I saw them riding jet skis.
I know. Some of them, and flying in private jets all over the place. Some of them were nice enough to actually post the day before that I hear this is a disaster. I'm sorry. You know, don't go.
Yeah.
except for the Kendall Jenners, of course, who never acknowledged that they were paid for it in the first place. And for some reason, that's a law you can break, and it's no big deal.
That's
a law. You have to, identify, if you're taking money for a post, you have to say that.
Well, is the FTC just going to fine them and then, what is like them paying a $10 ticket? But I do love that Kendall Jenner can do nothing right. From the Pepsi head to the fire.
Wouldn't you think
festival?
that it would hurt her brand, quote unquote, the fact that she will endorse anything if they hand money to her?
No, kids don't care. They're dumb.
I guess. Well, kids sure have a lot of money.
Yeah, why do they have so much money?
I don't know. I was always blown away by it. Kids don't, you know, birthdays, for example, when kids are 13, 14 or whatever, they don't get presents. They get money.
Really?
If somebody has a birthday party, which surprisingly, I mean, I thought birthday parties sort of ended when you were 8 or 9.
Huh.
I mean, do you really think of yourself going to birthday parties when you were 13 or 12 years old?
Maybe.
You look kind of sensitive about that.
Well, no, I'm just thinking. I'm sure we had parties.
I mean, did you invite 30 kids over when you were 12 or 13 or 14 years old?
I honestly don't think I did, but I think it was because of...
Or a bowling party or something?
When my birthday was. It's a little weird, but...
I don't know. It all depends, because obviously you have them when you're young. You know, I had the McDonald's party. Oh, my God. In third grade, that was the shit, the McDonald's party. And then I think there was a couple year gap where you didn't, but then it ramps back up in high school because it's a party to get fucked up, you know, to drink. And then all through college and your
20s. No, but your parents don't invite 30 kids over to get fucked up.
That's true.
I mean, I'm talking about one of those parties where, you know, some parents do. That's true. The cool parents do. But I mean, like...
Not in 2018. Well,
maybe I'm thinking more of bar mitzvahs. Like, Evan used to go to a lot of bar mitzvahs because we live in West Bloomfield. But it was always checks. He was always, you know, armed with a check when he went for $50 or something.
Oh, Jewish.
And I remember, you know, oh my God, you wouldn't believe how much money this guy got at his event from all the kids.
Well,
the
who's the sucker now? He should have had one. He could have got his money back.
Yeah, I don't think Evan ever had a party like that. No, I think
he should have it now. He should have his own bar mitzvah now. Why not?
But yeah, kids do have a lot of disposable income. And by the way, whenever birthday, holidays, you know, they always, you can never lose with money or prepaid gift cards.
No, you know, it's funny.
Kids do have access to a lot of money. I mean, money, I couldn't imagine.
Because Charlotte's 4, so she doesn't understand money. I gave her a tip the other day for helping me with something. I opened my wallet. I go, here's $2. It's called a tip. It's what you do when someone goes above and beyond. And so she was pretty proud of it. And I found it like 10 minutes later just sitting on the ground, and I took it back. It's like, hey, if you're not going to take care of it, because money has no value to her whatsoever. Yet if it's a piece of plastic that costs 10 cents that she got at the dentist, she loves it. She's the coolest thing ever. Kids,
you know,
are dumb.
Remember I was talking about being at Starbucks and wondering, God, how do people get tipped?
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody's paying cash. There was a story, it was in Brandon's Prep.
Yeah.
About companies... or businesses around here that still take cash only.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
And there's only a few. Like the Farmington.
I'm not going to any of those places.
The Farmington Civic Theater, Miller's Bar in Dearborn, which, by the way, has great food, great hamburgers.
I've been there.
Yeah. They only take cash. There's a Detroit barber who's 87 years old. And he's like, oh, those late GM dollar. Scotty Simpson's Fish and Chips, Dynasty Chinese Food. There's a couple Mexican restaurants. Some Coney Islands, Ernie's Market.
That's the one reason I've never been to Ernie's, which is right around the corner from here.
But what they said was, you know, in the case of some of these businesses, they said it's 2.5% for credit card chargeback.
Yeah.
1.8 to 2% for the business. And it can be, if I guess probably do less business, it can be as high as 5.5%. And
wait, why is it up to that much?
I don't know. I didn't explain that. And then, you know, the two gas prices, which had completely escaped me, is if you pay with a credit card for gas, it's 10 cents more per gallon.
They pass it on to you.
So does anybody pay cash for gas anymore?
I don't think so, because most of the time you can get money back on your credit card. That's how they beat
it. Well, I don't have time to be running in and out of stores. And
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how much. I guess I'm losing $1.60 every time I fill up the tank, but I didn't really think about it. But anyway, they said that... of in-store purchases, only 15% of those purchases are done with cash now. So I've become a complete dinosaur, and I don't pay for everything in cash by any means, but I like fast food and stuff. My credit card bills got so long, and when I found out I paid for a phone I didn't have for 18 months,
yeah.
I decided I'm going to start paying cash for stupid little things, so at least my bill is one page instead of four pages.
Smart. Why don't you just get two credit cards?
I have three credit cards.
Well, why don't you just use one of them for the small little things then?
I guess I could do that.
And use the other one for the bigger items.
I don't want to think that hard. I don't know. Is there? I guess it's just criminal to pay cash now. And honestly, that was a response to my credit card being having way too many transactions on it, and wondering like, how did I buy gas over there? Because after the phone was on there for 18 months, the phone I didn't have, I started looking at my credit card every month, and I'm like, this is exhausting. Why don't I just pay cash for these 2/3 of the things that are nothing?
Do you ever get a charge on your bill, and you're like, what in the fuck is that?
All the time.
Yeah, and I never know what it is, and then it's like, that was 2 weeks ago. What was I doing 2 weeks ago? And I can never remember. I have no idea what I was doing.
Well, my favorite one was my mom's hearing aid when I'm like, what would I be talking to some hearing place about? This is crazy. And I'm literally on the phone with the credit card, and the phone is ringing to the hearing aid place. And all of a sudden, I thought, oh, my mom's hearing aid.
When the charges first started showing up on my credit card, I thought, this is fucking fraud. But then I looked a little bit closer at what was being purchased. Beer, Jaeger, lube, Magnum condoms, Whippets. Business cards. And that's when I realized you were leaving me a trail of fucking breadcrumbs.
And then I realized, oh, I've got Hulu. Shit, I forgot I had Hulu.
Hey, cool.
Because it's on my bill.
That's funny. Yeah.
And then I go to Hulu and there's nothing on Hulu I really wanted to see. And I'm like, how long have I been paying for Hulu?
I get reminded by that with my Netflix.
Jesus Christ.
Yesterday, because having kids is all about killing time, we took them to Birmingham, had some Christmas fare, which is actually kind of nice because they had beer and stuff. But I bought some stuff and I paid credit card and everything. And that's, you know, small vendors that have to use the Square like we do.
Mm-hmm.
So now I actually feel bad because they got hit with the 2% like we did when we sold shirts.
Well, yeah, they'd love it but nobody pays cash.
Plus, they have to report everything then.
There are also businesses that
don't. Like we do.
Of course. There are businesses that don't accept cash anymore.
Really?
No cash. They only reference a couple of them, but they just said, it's such a small number of people that pay cash, and I think they said their average transaction was $21.
That's dumb.
When it's $20, people just go, oh, I'll just, you know, use my credit card.
But
anyway.
That's fine, but wouldn't you always accept cash? What is the problem with accepting
cash? They said
cash?
Between counting it and taking it to the bank, it's just too much time. It's too much
hassle.
Oh, what
a problem to have.
So they refuse to accept cash.
Shut up. Just take the cash and then don't claim it. What?
Exactly.
That's like those businesses that only take cash. How much are they really claiming? Who the hell's going to go after Ernie's or the Chinese?
They reference there are a number of businesses that accept only cash, and there's a reason they only accept cash, but they didn't want to talk about them. We should get out of here, Brandon. Okay. It's been a long first day for you.
Yeah.
Should have had a half day on the first day back.
Oh, I know it.
I'm exhausted.
You have your, Red Dead Redemption to get home to.
Hey, that was only for a couple days when I got sick. I was put into quarantine, and I had to play Red Dead Redemption 2.
Longest stint without being interrupted.
Well,
in non-quarantine. And you were not quarantined.
Let's start with quarantine.
I might have got like a 6-hour session.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah. My gang's been on the move, but it's been trying times. We lost a couple members. We got busted on a bad heist, went wrong. And
6 hours?
And did Kristen know what you were doing that whole time in quarantine?
Sure she did, but I wasn't allowed upstairs because I had a little stuffy nose.
Did you feel a little bit guilty? Having that much fun?
For a minute there, because here her and her mom are taking care of the baby, and here I am having the time of my life.
She didn't resent that when you came out, or did you come out acting like, oh, man, I hate being in quarantine. It's terrible.
I might have said that I've been so upset being in the basement for so long, but
did you pretend you were sicker than what you were?
I did not pretend I had, but she was the
did
one that kind of
apologized for not being able to help?
Yeah, I mean, I felt bad, but for the most part, I've been on third shift duty, which is the tough one. That's the hard one. I have no one else to kind of help me around. She's up all night.
Have you considered faking illness in order to get back into Red Dead Redemption territory?
Might have crossed my mind, but I don't want to be in quarantine anymore. I like seeing my kid, but she doesn't do much. She's kind of like a Tamagotchi, you know, you just feed her.
I'm not missing anything.
No, you're not. This is the worst part.
Yeah.
It don't do anything.
Yeah. Might as well be playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
Right. I want to bring it
upstairs. Any development of any kind. She's not developing at all.
Ooh, Virginia Tech in the Military Bowl versus Cincinnati. There you go.
Ooh, they just played them in the Orange Bowl a few years ago.
December 31st at noon.
December 31st? That's pretty cool. Okay, I'll take it.
Nobody cares.